Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in Enugu on this very day, the 25th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, we must please implore, we must urge you to contact all around you, tell your parents, your mom, your dad, your uncle, your aunt, tell your cousins, your nephews, your nieces, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, everybody that you can get hold of, tell them you are listening to Radio Biafra. If you have joined us via www.radiobiafra.co, you are more than welcome. If you are listening to us via www.peopleofbiafra.org, you are also welcome. If you are listening to us via www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, you are not lost either. You are still with us. If you are listening to us via www.biafratelevision.co, you are also home with us. Some of you are listening via Radio Biafra app on Android, on iTunes, and also on BlackBerry. We are also on satellite, especially for our listeners across Africa. And some of you in the central part of Western Europe, we must welcome you wherever you are. As usual, as always, our studios is once again is packed, and we must ask them to release themselves one after the other. I am waiting for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, to please join me. You must know the drill by now. Please, when we take your call, endeavor to turn your phone down. If you can't turn it down, please move away from where you're listening to us from. Radio Biafra is here to do one thing and one thing alone, to seek the restoration of this very kingdom of heaven, this very place we refer to affectionately as our homeland, as our Biafra land. That is why we are here. That is why people left everything they are doing all over the world, from Asia, from Europe, to be here, to congregate in this very place, to ensure that morning, noon, and night, we are doing everything humanly possible to ensure that the restoration of Biafra is done in absolute clarity, with truth and honesty underpinning everything we do. We do not run away from our enemies or difficulties, we confront it head on. Anybody that knows me will understand this, that anything I meet, any obstacle I meet, I consider it a duty to ensure it is absolutely destroyed completely. And we triumph. That is where we are, where we are today. That is where we have come this far. That is why Radio Biafra is a global phenomenon. That is why on the 30th of May we shall do once again something that nobody else has been able to do. We shall remember our heroes. We shall honor the dead, those that died that we may live, especially the 1 million Kwashiorkor-stricken children that died of starvation at the hands of Obafemi Awolowo and their Yoruba cohorts. We are here to do justice. We are here to correct the mistakes of the past. We are here to ensure that our process, our march towards our freedom is unrestricted, that nothing tampers with it. And as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we pursue this very noble cause without fear of any human being, as long as we do not intend to prevaricate, as long as we do not retreat, as long as we do not surrender, Biafra must come. If they fail to give us Biafra before the 31st of December of 2015, we shall burn this place down. We know that some people may be tempted to go over to the enemy. Go and ask those that went over to them. They are pleading to return to us for the very simple reason that truth is very transparent, very clear for all to see. Anything we do is in the open. Everything that we do, we have the interest of our people at heart. We don't do anything apart from those things concerned with Biafra and the restoration of Biafra. That is why you must pencil down the 30th of May of 2014 as a very pivotal day in the history and in the lives of our people. You must go out to tell people. You must tell them to observe a 2-minute silence. Not 1 minute, 2 minutes to remember the 3.5 million dead, to remember those brave men and women that fought and died for us, to remember the sacrifice of the Biafran army in the trenches, to remember those that gallantly confronted the enemy without a bullet, without a gun, those that charged enemy positions with nothing and was able to take it, those that restored over twice as our capital, those that went and took Umuahia, although it fell. We are here to remember you. We shall honor all your deeds. Every genuine Biafran soldier, because there are also fake Biafran soldiers, every genuine combatant of Biafra, we salute your courage. All those that went behind, all those that died in the battlefield, we must remember you come the 30th of May. That is a pledge we made before God and before man, and we shall keep to it. That is why every zonal coordinator, every officer of state of Biafra land, every national coordinator, all the principal officers of the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra, you must do your duty. You must ensure that the 30th of May reverberates all around the world, that no country anymore will be in doubt as to the authenticity of our march towards our independence. That is why we are here. This is Radio Biafra, to restore without fear, to restore without any prevarication the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are here to do it. They don't give us Biafra, everything dies with us. That is our promise to them, and they must watch and see, because everything we have said, everything I have announced on this very radio station has come to pass. That is why they must be very careful. That is why they must not allow us to call upon the anger of all Biafrans all over the world. They must not allow us to do that, because if we do so, there will be nothing left here. If they can be running from cattle rearers, if cattle headsmen in the Nachin Nama can be giving them nightmares, imagine what educated people can do to them. That is why we are asking them to reconsider all the forces of darkness in this very place, that we are the children of light. We represent the light, and we are here to speak the truth. That is why we keep on restoring hope for the hopeless, those who have been disenfranchised, rendered politically destitute, those without hope, those that sell their children so that can afford weave on, those that go out every day not being quite sure as to what to eat when they get back at home at night. All your suffering is about to come to an end, because with Biafra we shall build it non-stop for 150 years. We shall build Biafra 24 hours every blessed day for 150 years to make sure that we place it where it's supposed to be, that this is the most civilized piece of territory on the face of the earth, and we must ensure we maintain it. This is Radio Biafra. When our lines open, which we are sure it will open in the not too distant future, the number to call remains the same. Our studio line here is +234 8100904. I repeat, +234 8100904599. I didn't complete it before. If you are in doubt, please go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, the largest community on Facebook, the largest gathering anywhere on new media platform is Radio Biafra. We are over 250,000 people, the largest of its kind on the face of the earth. Anytime we send one single message, over 40,000 people receive it at the same time. That is why our reach is phenomenal. That is why we do what we do. Not because we have any special strength within us, but because Chukwu Abiama and not man determined that we should come. We are here to offer every honor, every praise, every adoration to no other person than Chukwu Abiama. Chukwu Abiama is our God, and we worship him. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the person that decided that we should be here, and that is why we are here today in the land that he gave to our ancestors, and we are doing everything humanly possible to extricate this very wonderful piece of territory from the clutches of the enemy, from the clutches of virulent jihadist Islam, and we are going to do it. People should not be in doubt as to our resolve. Every enemy within and without, everybody who thinks that we are joking, anybody who thinks they are capable of derailing us, you are playing with your life, because our belief in our freedom is fanatical. Our belief in our country, Biafra, is unequaled, is unmatched anywhere on the face of the earth. And on the 30th, we are going to exhibit it. We are going to tell the world that there was not a country called Biafra, that there is a country called Biafra, and it shall remain forever and ever. We are here to worship God and God alone, and we are here to pursue our freedom without fear, without retreating. That is why we are in this place today. People said we can't come to Enugu. People said, why are you in London broadcasting? They forgot quite conveniently that I have been here before to broadcast. and we are here in our headquarters, assembled here are the finest that we have, those that have come to pioneer this very struggle from this sacred land. They are here with me. They will introduce themselves later on. But if you're joining us, you are welcome. This is Radio Biafra, especially those listening to us via satellite. Our satellite is growing everywhere. We are on Amos 5 satellite with your dish pointing 17 degrees east. You should be able to get us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I have the barrister with me, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamesu, has joined me from London, if I'm not mistaken. Please, barrister, you will please kindly acknowledge the wonderful and very effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world, please, if you may.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. Good evening to all Biafrans, those men of valor, and our sister, Rita Aliborgo. I thank all of you for your steadfastness, for your stability, for your unchallenged efforts all of you are making in the restoration of Biafra. I doff down my cap for all of you. I appreciate all of you. I salute all of you there in the studio. Those who are coming, those who are still there. Let me take this opportunity to thank all Biafrans worldwide, wherever you are. Radio Biafra, salute all of you, appreciate all of you for all the support you've been giving us financially, those who write emails and write inboxes on Facebook, you are all appreciated. Those who sing Biafra and those who respect the flag, Biafra, we salute all of you. I'm so grateful. This is another day. Today, the 25th of April, 2014, we are bringing you once again the news and views coming from Biafra land on how to restore Biafra. We are not killing anybody. We just want to go home and restore our nation, Biafra, the land that flows with milk and honey. Wherever you are, east, west, north or south, please congregate. Come together and converge. Listen to Radio Biafra. We need your ideas, your opinions, your influence on how we move forward. Once again, thank you. Do not forget to turn off your listening devices. It seems to me we are singing this as a mantra on a daily basis. Yes, you'll find one or two people who will still derail. But we cannot stop telling you. We cannot stop talking. We will tell you what you should do and how you do it. That is the way we get on here on Radio Biafra. Good evening to you, Director. I'm standing by for the news.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamesu, who kindly joined us from London. Barrister is indeed one of us. He is not just a great man. He is a very good man. Barrister understands what it takes to support Biafra. Barrister understands that in this very cause that we are pursuing, that nothing is paramount other than Biafra. And in order for us to do so, that there has to be discipline, there has to be decorum, there has to be understanding, there has to be application of thought. Everything that we do, everything that I have done up until this very moment is designed to make sure that we are prepared to go and get our country. And nothing under the sun will stop us from getting Biafra. I said nothing. Ojukwu said it a while ago and people were laughing at him. He said that even the grass will rise to fight for Biafra. A lot of idiots did not understand what he meant. He said that Biafra could not be defeated. People did not understand. And nearly 46 years after that very fateful speech, we are still here talking about Biafra. At the very brink of ensuring that our country comes, or everything here will go down. Nigeria is an abominable creation by one white man. There was no Nigeria before the British came. They came and named us after a river, River Niger. I have never seen anywhere men and women are civilized and they're named after a river. The people own the river, not the other way around. I come from Isama Faruku Ibeku. In my place, there is Iyo Jeta, there is Iyo Kata, there is Obanelu, in Okulaga. It will not occur to anybody. It is unimaginable that one day we shall be answering Omuyiyokata. It's not possible to name a people after a river or a stream or a sea. It's impossible. You can't do that. But the white people from Europe came here and experimented with us. The reason why Chukwu Abiam allowed them to come in was because we were sinful. We had Osu, we had Ohu, we had Ume. All of those things conspired. And the corruption of the priesthood at Haruchukwu, that was the problem again. Our priesthood became corrupt. If you speak, they'll go and do a masquerade and look for somebody to beat up as a sign of corruption. We turned the service of God into political office. The same thing that New Age Pentecostal churches are doing. We converted Igwe, the conduit between the temporal and the spiritual, into a political title and gave them a throne. And Chukwu Abiam withdrew his blessing from us. And the white people came in and put a sword and a knife into what held us together. The center refused to hold. And indeed, things did not just fall apart. They quite literally disintegrated. That is why we are everywhere in the world. And that is why we are doing the best we can to return to the land of Chukwu Abiam, his children. That is why we want Biafra, that we can bring back to this very land those that belong here. It's quite heart-wrenching that we are all over the place. Some of us do not see our parents from year to year. Year to year, you can stay for 8, 9, 10 years, and you will not see your parents. There is something wrong with that. It is not the way we were brought up. That is not our understanding of life, and that is why any meaningful thinking person must do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. Biafra will solve a lot of problems, believe you me. A lot, quite a lot. We must welcome you. The people are here. They will go around one after the other to tell the whole world who they are and where they come from and where they live, actually, before coming down to this very place. That this is Radio Biafra. We remain without fear before our enemies. Please, who has the microphone? Go ahead, please. No, he's off.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Osta Okeke. I come from Orumba South Local Government in Umuze, Anambra, Biafra land. I base in Thailand, capital city of Thailand in Bangkok. But I'm here today because of Biafran cause. Thank you as you stay tuned.
Thank you very much, please.
Hello, wonderful Biafrans all over the world. Here again is your sister, Rita Eberechukwu Anibuogu. I am from Kpologu. Kpologu is in Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu, Biafra land. I was in Lagos. I had to abandon everything. I had to leave Lagos. And I am here in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra. And I am happy because I am doing the very work which Chukwu Abiam has said I should go and do. My love and regard to all of you, Biafrans all over the world, especially to my own brother, Imam Mezu. Chukwu Abiam, bless you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything that you have been doing. This labor of love, I assure you tonight that Chukwu Abiam will pay you with the gift of Biafra. For Biafrans all over the world, I encourage you to come together tonight, because today is going to be wonderful. The way director started this evening, I can read it from his tone that today is going to be like one of those days. So invite your friends, your family members, bring your biro, bring your paper, as we are here to inform you, as we are here to educate you, and as we are here to tell you our plans to restore our country. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Next person, please.
My wonderful people, good evening. I am Ebonwachi Oluchukwu Jacobs from Ashishiowo in Nkanu East Local Government Area of Enugu State. I've been part of the Niger Delta struggle in Edo State, but much later, some of us decided to come down to the land of the rising sun so that we also can, as well from here, cause the light to shine across the world, everywhere our people are, so that they can begin to think homewards. And I urge you to continue listening to this radio so that you will get inspired from day to day, and your courage will begin to build up. Thank you very much as you keep listening.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my wonderful people of Biafra worldwide. This is Okechi Nweze. I'm from Kano East Local Government, Enugu, Biafra land. I just want to tell you or wherever you are that some of us have to be on the ground to receive you when you arrive. And that's why I've been here preparing the ground, making sure that everything is safe and prepared. I have wet the ground. You are all welcome. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, dear friends and our friends. I welcome you to tonight's broadcast again. My name is Ikeji Kwenyaga and I'm from Omulumbe, you know, Jebogen of Enugu Biafra land. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Choka Bosa. I am from Umudioka in Nawka South, Anambra, Biafra land. I happen to be among the Biafrans that came back from Malaysia. Welcome to our broadcast today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, good morning, good night, wherever you are. I say salute to all the indigenous people of Biafra around the world. My name is Eze Ozemenam. I'm from Enugu State, from Ogun Local Government, Amole. I came all the way from Germany, and I've been here at the headquarters on this broadcast, and I hope that you have a pleasant day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Last night we had Sonny Opalenwe, who traveled all the way from the United Kingdom, and he had to come to the studios to partake in our news presentation yesterday. And today we also have assembled here to do justice to what we have come here to do, which is to propagate the gospel. This is not just a broadcast station. We preach a gospel, the gospel of the restoration of Biafra, because through Biafra you can go and meet God. The only way you can guarantee, the only way you can ensure, the only way you can be certain that you are worshiping the true God, the one true God, Chukwu Abiama, is through Biafra. Anything else, quite frankly, is fake. And we can prove it. Even the Catholic Church, I don't know how true that is. You need to be confirmed. We shall go into that later anyway. Not for now. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to give you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 25th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2014, wherever you are. If you're joining us, with the time now standing at approximately 24 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in Biafra, and the same time in London, and then 24 minutes past the top of the hour across any time zone that you're in, this is Radio Biafra. A lecturer has been killed in Kogi State as Igbira and the Gala people clash. These are the people that conspired that Biafra may die. These are those singing One Nigeria praises. These are the people put together by the British. They are now at each other's throat. Everywhere you have ethnic clashes, everywhere you have terrorism, you have corruption, you have backward development, arrested development. No employment, no water, no electricity, no decent education. People are dying of hunger. That is the gift that was given to us by one single person, Frederick Lugard. Before this man came, everything was fine. Before Fred Lugard came, the Igbira people and the Gala people were living side by side. There was no problem. As soon as the British came in, they brought evil spirit with them. Everything changed. People started killing people. Before the British came, there was no Boko Haram. Before the British came, there was no Maitasina. Before the British came, quite frankly, there was no murderous Nigerian army. Before the British came, we did not know the Hausa people and the very criminal Yorubas the way we do today. But because of the coming of one man alone, everything changed. Today, Igala people are killing Ibira and vice versa. Death has come to this very place, and we are here to ensure that nothing survives in it. The confab, Delegates back another state for the Southeast. They are celebrating. This news broke yesterday that they have now gotten another state for the Southeast. They are trying to assuage us. They are trying to make us feel as if we are part of this very horrible satanic creation called Nigeria. But we are not. Anybody believing in another state or in one Nigeria, you know, honestly, you need to have your brain examined. When we had Imo and Anambra only as part of this, but what go on left us, excluding our people in Delta, excluding our people in Rivers, excluding our people in Akwa Ibom and Cross River State, and said, all of a sudden, you are this tiny rump place called Imo and Anambra. There was far more development than now you have five states. Far more development. There was work, employment. Water was running. You had potable pipe-borne water. And you also had some semblance of reason and decency that prevailed throughout human interaction within the societies. Now everything has gone through the window. Five states, none of them is equal to a local government that Mbakwe ran. Confab delegates back additional state for Southeast. All of them backing the additional state. They live in Abuja or Lagos. None of them lives here. We must continue. Or we should continue. Is that the... We reported yesterday that there was corruption in Anambra State. How P2B has been laundering money. Our news is not that great today. It is not as big as we expect it to be. But we shall go on to present them in more greater detail, because I think what they are trying to do is to allow us to dwell on key news presentation more often than presenting a whole plethora of news and not being able to do anything with it. And again, somebody is telling us that they are going to rescue the girls who we abducted. The girls that they abducted. We will rescue them, according to Security Council of Nigeria. Nigeria Security Council says they will rescue the girls. They won't rescue the girls. They are at the mercy and the gift of Boko Haram. And also, we are reporting on this very day that we know that preparations are advanced for the upcoming rally. Some call it rally, some call it demonstration. That day is a day of remembrance. That day is a day that we remember those that died that we may live. That is the day we shall go forth to tell every country that we are in that we are Biafrans. That is why you answered indigenous people of Biafra, and that is why you must understand that your name Biafra signifies something very, very important. It is your link back to God. That is the only thing that can guarantee you an afterlife. That is the only thing that can save you. Nothing else can. In this very land, we are more than complete. And we must continue to now bring you the news in greater detail. On this day, the 25th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2014, this very man is Mr. Abimaje. He is said to be a senior lecturer who was allegedly stabbed to death by his students when trying to settle a dispute amongst them. The dispute allegedly degenerated from a clash between two families of the Igbira and the Gala tribes. The polytechnic has been shut down indefinitely, and students were asked to vacate their hostels as security operatives now patrol the institution. The management of the school stated that the institution was shut down to prevent the crisis from degenerating. A correspondent reported it from Lokoja. This very person visited the institution. They are reporting that the lecturer was said to have been stabbed to death by some group of students while he tried to mediate in the crisis that involved the ethnic groups in the polytechnic. People are taking the fight outside into their various schools. We told people, all these Buhari, Tinubu, Obasanjo, all these criminals, and the Ohanaeze people, Arewa Consultative Forum, they must be mindful of what happened to Somalia. There was a man there called Mohamed Siad Barre. He refused to leave office when he was meant to. He said that nothing will happen. Look at the mess that Somalia is in. And do you know the funniest part of it all? Not only Somalis were affected because their civilization was set back 2,000 years. Even the USA are feeling it. Because every ship going through the Horn of Africa, they are now afraid. They are subject to Somali pirate attack. In other words, the degeneration and disintegration of Somali society is now affecting everybody, even insurance companies, even Lloyd's of London, that underwrites most ships around the world. That is what we are telling them. That if Biafra does not come between now and next year, the European Union should be prepared to receive in excess of 60 million refugees from here, coming to Europe to come and seek political asylum or as refugees. That is for certain. They must prevail upon Arewa Consultative Forum. The British must prevail upon their Hausa Islamic friends. The British government and her people must ensure that Islam leaves this very land, or else Somalia will be seen as a paradise. We are telling them now so that the world will know. Everybody must work towards it. Even in higher institutions where children go to learn, not children in a literal sense, but young men and women, there are ethnic clashes. I don't know when last there was an ethnic clash in universities in America, or ethnic clash in universities in France, or for that matter in Britain. But here, people belonging to the same country, it is tantamount to telling me that people of Wales and people of Scotland are embroiled in a war whilst they remain in the same country. Even at that, Scotland later on this year will be voting to be independent. Why did they put us together? That remains the question. I must continue. The Kogi State Polytechnic, which has been peaceful since the establishment, recently recorded some conflict between students from the two major ethnic groups in the state, the Igbira and the Gala people. It was gathered that the tribal groups have been at loggerheads over a crisis that involved two female students of the institution. Since March, the crisis led to the killing of the lecturer, who was said to have started at about... This crisis started at about 9 p.m. in the night between the Ibira students and the Gala students. The fracas led students to take to their heels, while some were wounded during the calamity. Some students were lucky to have immediately left the institution with their belongings, while some others were not lucky as they were not allowed into the dormitories by security operatives following the school's closure. That is why Nigeria is a zoo. That is why this very useless contraption called Nigeria should not exist. Even in higher institutions, people cannot study. They go there to partake in ethnic clashes. And that is not the hallmark of any country that is seeking survival. This very zoo is dead in the water. Anybody proclaiming one Nigeria is more stupid than I would have thought. From Abuja, the agitation by the southeast. These are the delegates that you sent. These are the same people representing you since 1960. Mind you, they have been in politics since 1960 till today. They are still there. Those of them who are the delegates there have asked for an additional state. They did this yesterday. They got the endorsement of members of the National Conference Committee on Political Restructuring and Forms of Government. They agreed that there was need for the region to be given one more state in the interest of justice and fair play. So, in other words, they're recognizing there hasn't been any justice and fair play. That there are seven, some Hausa people have seven states. Seven. With money coming from Biafra land. How funny. That money coming from Biafra land is going to fund seven states in a particular geopolitical, that's what they call it, geopolitical zone in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Maybe most people don't know that is their name. Their name was not Arewa. Their name was not even Hausa Fulani. When the British came here and decided to colonize everything in sight, when Frederick Lugard came, that they call Lord Lugard, when he came into the shores, he referred to them as the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. That is who they are. They are Islamic people. They are jihadists. They believe in conquest. They believe in bombs. They believe in killing. That has been their way of life since Othman Damfodio came, the Fulani man. That has been their way of life since they decided that we must also be made to feel that we are now Muslim. Why the British brought us the Bible, I don't know. Why they bothered with Anglican Church, it defeats me. Why they allowed Roman Catholicism to come in here, I don't know. Meanwhile, they are scheming and planning to Islamize everybody. The British are in concert with the Islamic world to use Biafra as a gift to them. When we say it, it sounds very outlandish, very fantastic most times. Give it a few weeks. And you say, oh my dear God, I heard that first from Radio Biafra. Everything we say on this platform is the truth. It may sound unbelievable at first, but after a while, it comes to reality. We told you that Hausa people are here, waiting for the call to rise up and Islamize all of you. People thought it was a joke. If you think I'm joking, take a trip to Amantia. Go to Ezu River. It's on the road between Onesha and Enugu. In fact, between Oka and Enugu. Go there and you will see it. Go there and you will see it. All Hausa people. Do you know there's a Hausa village here? A jihadist village in Enugu. Do people know that? Did we not see it yesterday? A jihadist village, jihad in Enugu. With their brother Rocha Sokorocha, with their brother, the advance guard, the enemies within, Ojuzo Kalo. These are the enemies of Biafra. Enemies within. They hate you so much that they had to go and convert to Islam. They did not just convert to Islam. They promised Babangida and all the rest of them, those that sleep with them, that they will do everything they can to make sure that this very holy land turns to Islam. That is why in Ebonyi State, sometimes I don't know if I'm talking to a Muslim, if I'm talking to somebody who is normal. In Ebonyi. Why? Because Martin Elechi, who worked to Kwa Biasika, those who don't know, that the governor of Ebonyi State was an arch saboteur during the war between Biafra and Nigeria. People don't know this. Martin Elechi was an arch saboteur. He worked to Kwa Biasika, those that knew him very well. But you know the funniest thing? We allowed this man to be a governor in our land. It's like allowing a collaborator with Hitler to go to Israel and become a mayor. Unbelievable. That is what is happening in our land. How the Hausa people infiltrated us. It is the Hausa people that determines who is the Ohanaeze president. Every Ohanaeze president either voted for MPN or was an MPN member. Go and check all of them. MPN, Hausa Party. All of them. Every minister you hear about, everybody, oh, these are our leaders. He's prominent. The Hausa man is the godfather. Hausa people determine who your leaders are. That is why there is no development here. That is why there is no cohesion. That is why there is no plan. That is why there is no forward thought. And that is why Islam currently is overrunning us. And I thank God for our women. Because Igbo men are weak. They gossip and they are, oh dear Lord, I don't know what to tell them. I said Igbo men, not Biafran men. There's a difference between Igbo and Biafra. I will ask you again, those of you listening, can anybody scratch their head and tell me one thing that the Igbo people have done before they can point to today? One factory, one institution. Name one. The answer is none. But I can name in Yoruba land up to six, still standing from the time of Awolowo till today. What do we have? Nothing. We allowed Omasanda, Ike Nwachukwu, to go and represent us. Ike Nwachukwu that was responsible for the Asaba massacre. People don't know this. That he was an officer in the brigade being commanded by Murtala Muhammad. People don't know this. Ike Omasanda Nwachukwu. He's at the confab representing those that he killed. They say he's an Igbo leader. I keep asking. Ndi ani nendi awosa turime ha. Oh God, where are they? Did they all die off? They are the ones supporting Nigeria. That is why I say to people, if your brother or your sister is looking at you in the face and saying, I'm proud to be a one Nigeria, then you know that your mother was unfaithful to your father. There is no way any Biafran man can father any imbecile that will say he or she is a Nigerian. Impossible. After all, we are the only people with the word autonomous in our name. No other race on this earth. We don't even know the meaning of the word autonomous. Autonomous means happen come down, come. I want to be on my own. You're proud to go and campaign for an autonomous community, for your community. But you don't want to campaign for Biafra to be autonomous from Nigeria. That does not make any sense. Because on radio Biafra, we make sense. On radio Biafra, for goodness sake, we educated people. I did not read in the zoo. I did not study here. Nsukka is not too far from here. I left Nsukka. Told my father, these are a bunch of jokers. This is not university. Government College Omahi I went to was better than Nsukka in terms of learning. It was a place where people congregate. After 4 years, they give you a meaningless certificate. Ask them to identify an igneous rock. They cannot do it. Citadel, my foot. We are learned. That is why it is our duty to educate you. And in turn, we also learn from you. Because this is Radio Biafra. What we can do, no other media house does it in the world. People copy what we are doing. Every major government of the world is listening this very minute. Even those of them at the confab that listen to Radio Biafra. Of course, all of them, they do. Silently and secretly. We don't care how you listen to Radio Biafra, as long as you do something with the truth. They are asking for a fifth state, sixth state to be created. And they put another Martin Elechidia. Look at all the nonsense that you have as governors. All of them. Just name one that is sensible. Name one governor. Is it Peter Obi that took your money, took a number of people's money and went and built shopping mall in Abuja? And they're hailing him. Peter Obi that killed your children and put their bodies in Ezu River. That nobody is talking about. That is why there is death everywhere in Igbo land. Evil will be visited on all of you because you have covered up evil. You go to Peter Obi and you drink and say, oh, excellent governor, when the man did nothing. He built a private factory using the rising sun to make beer that people can buy and drink. He lives in Lagos and Abuja. Amazing, isn't it? But he's your governor because even the Bible recognized that before a people become extinct, when they see truth, they will think it's a lie. When they see lies, they will embrace it as the truth. Because truth is bitter. But it's also life. In this land, that is where I grew up, where we were taught, truth is life. That is why Radio Biafra must continue to speak the truth until the end of time. We must speak it. Regardless of any danger or threat to our lives, it's irrelevant. The truth must be spoken. And the only place you can hear the truth and the news you never imagined possible is on Radio Biafra. Because here we present news in a format that makes sense to a black person. If you ask it, no wonder there's no development. Everywhere in the world, when a government steps out of line, they're chastised. They're criticized. But over here, oh, leave him. Can't you see that the wife is from my village? Leave him or he's my in-law. These are people that went to university and graduated, saying leave somebody because he's their in-law. Our people, I don't know. That is why we want Biafra, so we can cleanse the brain and sanitize it. I would like the barrister to join me because this type of news, in fact, it gives me a headache, honestly speaking. Asking for a sixth state. The five states that you have, you got Theodore Oji. Look at Theodore Oji. Who in anywhere else on this planet will not be fit to walk in somebody's garden? A gardener, the governor of a state, and the sun is a killer. The sun can kill anybody at will. Has anybody heard of the sun being arraigned before any competent court of law? Was he even arrested or questioned? The answer is no. They can kill. But when our own time comes, we don't want people to be saying, have mercy. There will be no pity. The same way they made women childless, so shall we make their wives and their mothers childless amongst women. We are coming to revenge, to avenge all the senseless deaths being visited upon the people. P Peter is enjoying with the children. But he killed another woman's child and dumped that child in Ezu River. Yes? But you have your own children studying abroad and having fun. But because those little boys that you rounded up and asked your Hausa friends to kill, they did not have the same opportunity. As the governor of Anambra State, you should have given them that enabling environment. Not by dashing them money, no. You create enabling environment by building infrastructure, by ensuring that your state is worthy to attract inward investment, that you have factories and businesses to engage the talents of the youth. How can you have 80% unemployment amongst the youth? Yet you know very well that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. It is your duty, therefore, to make sure you provide opportunities for them. That is your job as a governor, if you don't know. Most of you watch CNN, watch Al Jazeera. Can't you see when Obama stands up to speak about jobs, 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 jobs in the USA? What are Americans doing? He wants to know how many people are unemployed, how many has to go back to work. In your own place, you're waiting for a location from Abuja, Ego, Batago. You share it with 1,000 naira, you cannot buy tomatoes. 1,000 naira. In other words, you have hyper. Of course, Hausa is in charge. They want to print 5,000 naira bill. They don't understand economics. The more higher the currency you have, the more useless your economy is. It's a very simple correlation. Very, very easy. You don't need rocket science. You don't need to go to school to know that. The higher the denomination of your currency, the more hopeless your economy is. Check it anywhere in the world. We are 1,000. In anywhere on this planet, 1,000 should be something. 1,000 naira cannot buy you a basket of tomatoes. Do you know why? Because Hausa Fulani people are in charge. They don't understand economics. All they know is to go and print money. If there is no money in the economy, they print more. They print more and they keep printing. Look at a country like Britain. They are asking for a sixth state. Look at a country like Britain. Britain was going through difficult times. Most economies did not know this. All the money that Britain, what is called quantitative easing. Quantitative easing means printing money and giving it to the banks. They don't print it and dash to people. They gave banks money so that banks can open up lines of credit to the people. Lines of credit meaning you can go and borrow money to start a business. The banks were not giving the money. Do you know what the British government did? The British government asked their lawyers to go and probe what is called insurance sales that every bank did to everybody that took a loan from a bank. If you don't want to give this money to the people, we'll force you. Do you know what they did? It's called PPP. Everybody that took out a loan in England, in Britain, everybody, even if you like, let that loan be 8, 9, 10 years ago. Do you know what the British government said? Every bank will compensate that very customer. Britain did this thing and was able to return to her economy over 50 billion pounds. That is called economics. It's called Keynesian economics by the back door, so they can stimulate demand and get the economy going. That is where people who are sensible reside. This one is allocation, contract award mobilization fee, contract award mobilization, every blessed day. And nothing is being done. Terrible. This is Radio Biafra. And very lastly, we are reporting today that somebody said that they will rescue the children that were kidnapped. They say prevention is better than cure. You could not prevent the abduction. Now you want to go and get them back. Let's read this news. 21 days after 230 female students of a secondary school in Chibok, Borno State, were abducted. Mind you, they told us it was 129 before. Liars and cheats. Nigeria. A bed of lies. When they kill 1,000, they say they killed 50. These are the people that are your leaders. 21 days after 230 female students of a secondary school in Chibok, Borno State, were abducted by Boko Haram terrorists, with only 43 of them escaping so far from the terrorists. An expanded National Security Council yesterday rose from an emergency meeting declaring that everything must be done to rescue the girls, including bribing Boko Haram. That's what they mean. When they say we must do all we can to rescue them. It doesn't mean the army will go there and rescue them. They will simply call Buhari and say, what do you want? And Buhari will call the field commander of Boko Haram and say, how much money do people need? They will tell them. They will pay them that money. And the girls will be released. That's all. It's not, they are not going to be, they, of course, you know, it's suicide to attempt to release them. It's impossible. That's what they're going to do. That is where your oil money goes. The so-called Niger Delta, that is where your money is going. Your money will go in to go and rescue Hausa girls kidnapped. They will pay it as ransom for the Hausa girls kidnapped, whereas in your villages you don't have even the means to get to your door, the door of your house. You have nothing. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth always, and we are not going to relent from it. I don't know if the barrister is with me. Is that correct? Barrister Mames, are you with me? No, he's not with me. Who has something to say? If you do, our brother is also here. And very shortly, he shall be enlightening us with tales of his escapade in the Delta area, if I'm not mistaken. Please, do we have the barrister with us? I believe so. I believe that we have Barrister Mames with us. Let us try and see. Barrister, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Director.
Please proceed. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Let me just gloss over a few of the things you touched. Let me pick on the Remembrance Day, which is coming very, very quickly. And we are all excited to show that we are still alive. To show on the 30th of May that Biafrans are still breathing. We are still here. We will tell the world not all of us are dead yet. Time is coming, and a couple of weeks we will come out. You call it remembrance, you call it demonstration, you call it festival. Biafra will come out en masse to tell the world we've been victimized. Our people are dead, still dying, and we are coming to show concern, to remember, and to pray for Chukwu Abiama, God Almighty, to look after them while we pursue the restoration of Biafra. Because therefore we have nothing else to do. You wake up in the morning, you do the same thing in a foreign land. Why not do the same in your own land? Develop your own land. What you do abroad, go home and do it. And you will see progress. People will be happier. When you are in a strange land, there's not much you can do. For those of us who are here, when they die, they put you somewhere and bury you. Or if you're in your own land, you know that, yes, you've arrived. If you die there, so be it. We will demonstrate. We will remember. We will pray. I will tell the world we are here once again, and this time for the last time, that we will cry the last time that any foreign country will come and invade us or put us together, when they know we have no cultural or religious togetherness. We don't have them. But we are forced to be what we supposed not to be. A British MP made an announcement today, and they are pursuing him all over. He belongs to UKIP, saying that all Nigerians are bad. Terrorist is devilish and evilish. And he's saying that Africans should be left to kill themselves, forgotten that they brought all this mayhem upon Africans. Only Radio Biafra will repeat this. Everybody will see, hear, and keep quiet. They put us into the situation we are, and they turn around and saying that Africans are bad. Director, you mentioned it earlier in your introduction. Before Lugard came to us, where are we seeing all this amount of killing, beheading in that zoo?
No.
They brought destruction, and now they are turning it around to make it as if we started it. We love human beings. We don't like shedding blood. Check every nation where you have British interest. There is no peace. Why they don't look at all these things, I do not know. Well, they'll turn around and tell you it's your fault. And our people will believe it. If we talk, they say, no, don't talk. Director, let me go into this, into the confab, bringing us a new state. A new state for what? The old ones that are there, what is happening? Any light? Any hospital? Any roads? What are they creating? Anyway, Director, let me tell you what the reason why this new state is being created. Of course, it will not long with them. The more you divide a village, the more enmity you create amongst them, the less they can defend themselves. What Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram are doing here with those supporting them is to divide us. They could come tomorrow and say, oh, I'll divide you. Oh, look, I'll go this way. The other side, go this way. And when you tell them, look, we have to get together, they will first of all look after one particular sect. Give them money so that if their causes are causing them, let's unite and fight a common enemy. They say, no, I'm well looked after. Remember what this guy told you, the guy that who is in oil field and they want to remove him. What's his name again, Director?
Which one is that? The one in the oil field. Which give me more clues, please.
This guy,
Is it a minister? Okay, you mean, Deziane, Alison Madike.
Deziane Madike, he told you that him and his family are fine.
Of course, he said they're having fun.
The reason.
Yeah, they're getting money from
this. The reason why they are creating new states. So as to divide us further, so as to make us less powerful. That is the reason why to bring more division and create more of Madueke and Ikechukwu, whatever his name is. Whom you call Omasanda.
No, that is not whom I call. That's his proper name. His name is Omasanda Nwachukwu.
Sanda.
Ike Omasanda Nwachukwu. That is his proper name. The mother is from Katsina. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is the only reason why they want to create more space in the eastern region to divide us further so that we are less powerful, more difficult to get us together. And then anything we are doing, we have more saboteurs. That is the only reason. Nothing more. But they just put this cap on it for justice. Justice for what? For how many years? 100 years? Who among them have been looking for the justice of the Eastern people? You said it. I want to build schools all over the Yoruba land. Which Igbo man did anything in that land? Huge. All of them are building in Abuja, in Lagos. Shame on them and those who are supporting the creation of whatever rubbish they're trying to create. The rescue of girls, Director, I will tell you there's no hope. Before they come out, the Boko Haram will pregnant them because they want the continuation of their evil and wickedness. Because they know that very soon some of them will be caught up and they will not leave. So they want to create as more Boko Haram as possible. Those girls they have taken, even if they release them, most of them will be pregnant. Take it from me. Because they're dealing with evil, mad people. And that is what they are created for. But Biafra is coming. And we are taking no prisoners. I'm standing by and I'm waiting here. Thank you.
Yes, Barrister, before you go, there are some things I want to understand, please.
Yeah,
the film Half of a Yellow Sun was turned into a movie.
Okay.
And the people responsible for the certification of the movie, those to give the go ahead, should this movie be shown in cinemas in the zoo or not, they are delaying it. They are saying that there are some issues to do with some things there that they want to look at. And the film is about truth. The 1967 to 1970 war between us and the forces of darkness, told from the perspective of a very young girl, which Chimamanda was then. This was adapted for screenplay to be put in cinemas, and for some reason, Hausa people have said no. You know, they own the zoo. The owners of those that the British handed it over to, you know, the British are at the top. Then the boy, which is Hausa Fulani, they gave the zoo to, are now saying that this film will not hold. I'll read it for you. The release of the Nigerian Civil War film, Half of a Yellow Sun, which has been set to open in cinemas nationwide on Friday, has been postponed by the country's censorship board. The film, based on the eponymous best-selling novel by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, is about the 1967 to 1970 Biafra War, which killed more than 1 million people, many from starvation. They accept they killed us from starvation. These are the people we are going to remember on the 30th of May. So the release of this movie is actually quite poignant. I shall continue. A statement on the film's website said the Nigeria's release has been postponed to May the 2nd due to delays in getting certification, Nigeria's Film and Video Censorship Board. Board spokesman Cesar Kago told AFP, this is Associated French Press, there was regulatory issues, listen carefully, regulatory issues with the release, but that the film has not been officially banned. In other words, they're actually considering banning the film. Unbelievable. Just somebody's account. Now you understand why Biafra is not being taught in schools. In this very land, our children do not know about the Biafra war with Nigeria. That is why a child grows up, as them say, oh, Nigeria, one Nigeria, one Nigeria. Why is it that our people are afraid of the truth? I shall continue. He said the board would issue further details later on Friday. It was not clear if the certification delay was linked to the film's content. Half of a Yellow Sun stars Chiwete Ejiofor, one of our people who won, I think his film was nominated, and he won BAFTA as well for something that he did in 12 Years a Slave. The East, where is it? Is here. The Biafra War, listen very carefully please, the Biafra War began after the Eastern region tried to secede. Our name is now Eastern Region. You don't have a name. That is what the British does to you. The Eastern Region. In other words, giving you the impression that there was a country before called Nigeria. No, there was no country called Nigeria before. Nigeria never existed until the white man came. It was one single man that created Nigeria, Frederick Lugard. They are saying the Eastern Region tried to secede from the newly independent Nigeria. Newly independent Nigeria, also giving the impression, the facade, the falsehood, that Nigeria existed as a corporate entity, which is a lie, a very bogus lie. The East, dominated by members of the Igbo ethnic group, oh dear Lord, claimed their tribesmen were being massacred in the mainly Muslim North. Listen very, very carefully to how they doctor the news in the zoo. That is why Radio Biafra is indispensable. That is why we are very, very critical in the very fight of educating and emancipating, freeing the minds of our people. Because the minds of our people have been clogged up by years of lies. They are telling us here that the East, being you, here I am in Biafra land, we are dominated. Not that we come from here. You only dominate something that you are not natural to. I cannot be dominating anybody. I'm Nisema Faruku. How can I be dominating somebody? I'm in my father's compound. You're telling me I'm dominating somebody. How can I be? They said we are dominated by, in other words, giving the world the impression that we came from somewhere to this place. We migrated recently, maybe as fresh as Nigeria, and we are the ones dominating everybody else. Let's continue. This is the very subtle Yoruba language. That is why I hate them so much, Yoruba. Very subtle and devilish language they use to convince our people. After reading this, you go and join Redeem Church, and Yoruba pastor will be your general overseer. Ndibere Benama here. Yoruba man will put hand on your head and you receive blessing. Mad, mad people. Let's continue. The East, dominated by members of the Igbo ethnic group, claimed their tribesmen were being massacred in mainly Muslim North and accusing them, the federal government, of failing to provide protection. This attempt to create an independent Igbo-led nation, which they called Biafra, was crushed by British-backed, at least they acknowledge, British-backed federal forces, which had military superiority and used scorched-earth tactics, including the blockage of all food imports to the breakaway region. The facts are coming out very slowly. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, I'm listening and I'm startled. Let me put it halfway.
Don't be. That is the zoo for you. Please go ahead. What do you make of it?
Director, why you see everything you say, some people say I echo. If not Radio Biafra, how can we report all these wicked, divisive, fake lies? If not Radio Biafra, how would we discover what Lugard wrote, what he says, and the origin of 1914 amalgamation? If not Radio Biafra, how would our people know? How would be conjured, deceived, and completely dragged out because we have no particular media singing song defending the Biafra race? If not Radio Biafra, how would our people have the zeal, the feelings, the keen interest to restore Biafra? I tell you in all, may Chukwu Abiam, God Almighty, give the praise. Because he has picked, he selectively had picked few individuals to bring out this information that our people are just waking up to. Our people are just realizing who they are, where they come from, because we are so marginalized. Denied of every effort. Is it in education? Is it in employment? What would we say that we have benefited in that bloody, expired zoo? Nothing. It was just a ploy to destroy this race, Biafra, especially the Igbos. Director, thank God we have discovered the roots of all our problems, and we are forging ahead to dismantle it one by one. Let me stop there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. Please, once again, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. This is where we enlighten, we educate, we inform. We make sure that you get the news, because English is not our first language. And when you present news to people in English language, it is slightly confusing sometimes. We are here to bring you news the way that no other news outfit on this very earth can do. That is why we have millions of listeners all over the world. That is also where we have millions of followers as well. And also millions of Biafrans ready to rise up to defend the honor of this very place where we come from. Let's take this very call before we go here for people to speak. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I want to know where we get it.
Where you get Radio Biafra?
Yes.
We are on satellite. You can get us on satellite. You can also get us on your mobile phone if you have enough data on your mobile phone. You can get us on your iPad, on your laptop, on your computer. As long as you have any smart device that has data plan on it, anything that can access the internet, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra on it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, please. Who has something to say? Please, you may proceed. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Once again, my name is Osta Okeke. Actually, today, I don't have much to say, Director, because I happen to be among those who is on ground, and we have been working without fear in our land. To hell with British people or whatever they call their name. To hell with Yoruba medias. To hell with those of them in National Confab. We are making it very, very clear to them. We are making it very, very clear to the world. We are no longer interested in anything they are doing in this very contraption entity. We are no longer interested on their, even if they are giving us 10 states in Eastern region. To hell with them, with their newly state. Those states that we have, what are we doing with those ones? What are we benefiting in those ones that they have gave to us? They gave us a state and they are in their land, they're ruling us in our own land. What sort of nonsense is that? How long can we continue by hearing all this nonsense and tolerating it while our people are dying, while our people are suffering, while where we come from? You need to come and use your eyes and see what is happening in those stupid states they say they gave to us. they are trying to give us another one just to make sure our mind or something like that calm down or what. We embrace Nigeria again? Never. We are no longer interested in whatever they are doing. Actually, before the confab, we asked them, we told them that we are not part of the confab or whatever. So we are not interested. That is what we have, the message we have from our studio today. For me, personally, to pass to them, we are no longer interested. And believe me, you, very, very soon, they will start hearing the sound of the beat. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's something we all look forward to. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Ezra Zemenam. I'm from Germany. I'm a zonal coordinator in Köln, Germany.
What is Köln? Is it Cologne?
Cologne.
That's how we know it's Cologne.
German Köln.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, I want to use this opportunity to let all Biafrans know that creating another state is not what we wanted now. Because I've gone around here in the capital, the one that they've created, there is no good road. We cannot even drive more than 20, in those of you in Germany or in diaspora, you cannot run more than 20 or even more than 30. And all the street is full of police, what do you call them? Yes.
Is that road? Do you call it road?
I don't call it road because...
Apatozo.
Yes, most of the water, yes. You know? Even you cannot wash your car, to talk about, washing your car and then tomorrow you want to drive out. It's impossible.
The same day.
So I'm seeing hell here where I am right now in the capital. The way they created the state is not the way it should be. It should be better than what we have right now. So I'm using this media to call on the people in Germany to help in this struggle. In anywhere you can, in any hand that you give, we will benefit from it. So I'm calling all the old people of Biafra around the world. You've not been here in the state capital. You will see what they called, I don't know, Zeus. I don't know the name to define it, you know. So please, wherever you are, we don't have industry here. We don't have any manufacturing company here. All I see is buy and sell. And this buy and sell has, I don't know, deceived our people so much that they cannot even think of their freedom. You know, they cannot even think of their freedom. Today I went to a place called Holy Ghost in Enugu. I saw a bus loading from Enugu to Kaduna, Kano, Abuja. I was asking them, what is going on here? Didn't they know what is going on in that part of the world? No one cares. All they want is just money. All they want is just their passengers and then load the vehicle and collect their money. So in this contraction, no one cares if you survive or if you don't survive. So please, wherever you are tonight, please listen to our voice. We are broadcasting tonight from the headquarters. I travel all the way from Germany to be here tonight. Yesterday I was here and today again I'm here.
Because your children here want to buy cream because they want to buy Wivon. And I don't know when Biafrans, I don't know when we will learn. I don't know when we will learn, and I don't know when we will begin to say that we are no longer part of this contraction called Nigeria. What are they doing in the confab? What are our people doing in confab? They are interested in creating more states, and what are we going to benefit from those new states? It is a ploy for those of them who are ruling you. It is a ploy for those of them who are caging you to keep ruling and to keep caging you. Nobody cares what becomes of you and your children. Nobody cares what becomes of you and the destiny of your children. Are we going to continue like this? Are we going to continue like this? Today, I feel like crying again. Today, I feel like crying again. What are we doing? What are we doing? The Boko Haram in the north are being sponsored from the money they make from our land, from Biafra land. and abducted children, like director said, that are going to still give Boko Haram money for them to release these children. Meanwhile, nobody is caring about your children that will give birth to their children and they will sell them. Who is going to help us? I used to say it, and that is the truth. Chukwuabiam has done his own bait. Chukwuabiam has given us a land that is flowing with milk and honey. And our enemies are forcefully taking over. They are forcefully taking over everything that Chukwuabiam has given to us. Like Omasanda. What do you think he's going to bring to us from that confab if Chukwuabiam does not strike him dead? He is still going to import death into Biafra land. And we are folding our hands, we are folding our arms, and we mean no. We don't want states. We don't want more states. What is happening in Enugu state? What is happening in Imo? What is happening in Abia? They want to give you more states. And that is to appease your spirit. And you say, yes, they have given us state. Let us go and begin to get those things. You cannot get anything in Nigeria until you rise, until you rise, until you become angry, and until you begin to chase after your enemy. My father died a slave in Nigeria. If care does not take, I will die a slave here again. And God forbid for my children to die slaves again here.
Impossible.
When are we going to learn? When are we going to learn? I think there is this song that says, how many times must a man fall down before he knows that he's already on the ground? How many times will the Biafrans die before you know that they're trying to kill everything that belongs to you, your children, to kill even your cattle, your goat, everything? They hate you, they love your land. Because in your land, Chukwuabiam endowed you with every natural resources. Because in your land lies the crude oil. In your land lies the palm oil. In your land lies everything that will make life easier and better for you and for your children. Chukwuabiam will help us. Chukwuabiam will help us. Chukwuabiam will help us. There is no need going back to Egypt. For the Egyptians you see today, never shall you see them again. For the Nigerians you see today, never must you see them again. Our sisters, Biafra women worldwide, your children are still giving birth to children and they are still selling them because they cannot afford money to buy soap. They cannot afford money to buy cream. They cannot afford money to even buy clothes. Meanwhile, their counterparts in the north, they are using our money to send them to best schools in the world, and the money is coming from here. God Chukwuabiam, arise and defend your own land, because Biafra belongs to you. Arise and defend your land. We have come to take that which rightfully belongs to us. There is no going back. For to us here, it is forward ever, backward never. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. My dear brother, we'll come to you in a minute, but before we do so, let's go and take this call. We have a caller on Skype, if they can hear me. The caller on Skype, are you paying attention? This is Radio Biafra. We are in our capital here in Enugu. Your name and where you are will be highly appreciated, please.
My name is Pastor Stanley Orokwe. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. Please go ahead.
Okay, my name is Stanley Orokwe, Okechukwu Orokwe. Can you hear me?
Please continue saying what you're saying.
Okay.
I said I can hear you. Just go on and say what you have to say. Just say it.
I thank God for Radio Biafra.
Your name and where you are will help, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Okechukwu Orokwe.
And where are you?
I'm coming from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I God for Radio Biafra. I thank God for you, all of you. I thank God for all of you, what you are doing. I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. When I discovered Radio Biafra some weeks ago, I listened to other messages that other broadcasts that you broadcast. I was very, very happy, especially the one you broadcast on the Sahara TV, the interview they did to you. I was very happy. I just want to say something. You know, these our leaders are thieves and robbers. If you are in Nigeria, you will not know the harm they are doing to us until you leave that country and go to another country. If you go to airport, nothing is working. No facility, nothing is working. They are not building anything. They will steal money and go to other nations to develop other nations. Refinery is not working. Nothing is working there. I was living in Port Harcourt. I see the people that owns the oil suffering, living like beggars, living like drunkards, who have no hope. But someone will have from the north to come and possess what is in the east. And they will travel out of the country, and they will come back leading us no good hospital, no good, no electricity, and they will make you to pay for electricity that you did not use, the light that you did not use. In fact, when I come out from that zoo to this place that I was, this place I am, I wept to our leaders. I wept. Look at Malaysia, look at Singapore. What do they have? And we have everything to make everyone comfortable in that country. But they did not want to do it. Because when you drink blood, blood will cover your eyes. It will make you not to see the truth. It will make you not to do what is right. I've been praying for Biafra. I've been praying for Biafra. And I believe that it is time. And I believe that God will bring it to pass.
You see?
God will bring it to pass.
You see?
Biafra will come to pass. I called my friend that is living in Nigeria, living in Port Harcourt last week. I asked him, have you been following Radio Biafra? He said, no, Masop. He said, Masop leader. I said, have you been following Radio Biafra? I said, no, they doesn't broadcast it there. I said, my friend, go out and listen to Radio Biafra. How can you be a Masop and you don't have Biafra? May God pass in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I say amen to that. Thank you very much. Amen. I say amen to that. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. Please, wherever you are, we must welcome you, each and every one of you. We are getting calls from all over the world. Of course, we expect that to happen. This is Radio Biafra. After all, we are everywhere. Your name and where you are, please, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Ugonwa Beze. I'm calling from Verona, Italy.
Ugonwa Beze from Verona in Italy, please go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I want to comment on today's news concerning the creation of another state to Biafra. You know? I don't know if these people think that we are fools. Okay?
Of course, they think we are fools. We must be fools, you know, to accept them when they come abroad. They must think we are fools. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, because I don't know why creation of a state to we Biafrans will be the number one issue to be cleared. Okay? Whereby, when you talk of resource control, when you talk of the division of power, when we say it's no-go area, anybody that we say, talk about it, it will, you know, it will be a prison. Okay?
Yes.
So, these people have learned us. They have learned us, like, you know, they know us very well. Okay? The reason why they just, all of them, almost unanimously approved the state is that to appease us, to see that, you know, they know that many of us now are, they don't, I mean, we don't listen to news. And this is one of our problems. Most of us don't listen to news anymore. They are after their business. They are after what they will get immediate gain. When you listen to that today, I listen to, Continental Television, the debate after the conference, the man that was representing one of the Niger Delta. Okay?
Yes. You mean the Continental, the Continental Television is the one belonging to Bola Tinubu, is that correct? TVC.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know who owns it.
I'm telling but you now, it's man, owned by Bola Tinubu, he's a Yoruba media. Please go ahead.
Yes. Because the man that was, you know, representing one of the Niger Delta people was very, very annoyed. He was asking, you know, why must these people say that control of resources is no-go area? That any, even it's in the Constitution, they will not talk about it. It's already in the Constitution. Then why are they here? What are they doing here? Okay? So, what I'm saying in the research is that I don't know why the Afrans, most especially Igbos, will not go and listen to the news. Let them go to news. Let them see what is going on. It will motivate them more to know what is going on in that zoo. Because that zoo is, they want to keep us in a perpetual, you know, stagnant, that we know they don't want us to see the light of the day. So, what I'm saying is these people, they are playing with fire. Even if, no matter what, because we are not going back this time around, as you, director, said, and all of us abide with you, it's either we get Biafra or we burn everything in the next that zoo down. That's all of us. Because there's no essence of life.
No.
We value freedom. Freedom is paramount in anybody who knows who call himself a human being. Number one thing is freedom in your life. Then anything, any other thing comes. I can give all I have now to see that I get the offer the next day. Anybody who likes to be in that zoo, feeling that it's comfortable, I wonder the kind of comfort, because when I went to that zoo, I don't feel comfortable. The air I breathe, everything is irritating. Okay? So, I use this opportunity, although our people, I don't know what has gone into them, as our director would say. They are even more, I don't know what, how to describe them. Because if they are following this news, this their so-called conference, which I know it cannot achieve nothing. If they are following it, don't listen to the news. No, see what is going on. If you go to the religious issue of it, I follow it day by day. The religious issue of it, they give Muslims, the Muslims, 12 representatives, Christians, 6. Why must this? Why must the so-called sitting in their conference, the head is always Muslim. Religious appear Muslim. Why not a Christian this time around?
It can never be. It can't be, because the British people don't understand what we're saying. The British government gave over the rulership of this zoo to Hausa Fulani Muslim people. The British, when they came here, they did not tamper with Islam. The British did not allow the missionaries to go to the north. Never. It was us. They saw us as gullible, useless people from the forest that don't know anything. We are the ones that ran to their Bible. They never took the Bible to the north. What I'm asking the British people is, if you claim that the version you're preaching is correct, if you claim that the messianic message you brought is correct, why did you not take it to Sokoto? The British did not. It's in official documents. I have them. I have these papers. We are Lugard promised them, I will not allow missionaries to go to the north. Then the British that gave us the Bible, gave us Anglican Church, and allowed the Romans to come. Why is it that you are supporting Muslims? I don't understand it. I don't know who does.
Director, to help you, I'm an Anglican. I was born into Anglican, but I swear that I can never, ever enter in. Even, I don't know what, blacks are stupid. By now, we nobody should go to any Anglican church. To hell with them. To hell with Anglican church. What they come to kill us. They killed us, they put us, they are taking us. What is religion? You give me religion, then you don't want me to live. It's useless. The life is useless.
Of course it's useless. It takes somebody with common sense to understand that. Only fools who can't listen. Go ahead.
Yes. Because I hope the time has come. The time has come. Whether British want it, if they like, they will bring all British people, let them bring their military might to fight against Biafra. But this time around, we can never give up. We can never. Otherwise, we die with all of them inside Biafra. Nobody will stop Biafra this time.
If they
because
come
the
here,
life is useless.
If they come our here, we'll die with them. We must remind the British people very, very clearly. You see Vietnam. Vietnam defeated America. America is a nuclear power. Vietnam gave them 1 million people. America lost 50,000 and they ran away from Vietnam. Do you see Afghanistan? The Mujahideen in Afghanistan, they drove away Russia. Russia is a nuclear power. They could not impose their puppet in Afghanistan.
Yes.
That is what happens. What happened to our people? What happened to our people after the war tells you the psyche of an Igbo person. Instead of them to continue the war, we've lost 3.5 million already. If we dash them 1 more million, then so be it. The rest will have freedom and know what it means. But everybody went into trading, buying and selling, buying and selling. Now, today, if there is nothing to buy and sell, you look for your mother, you look for your mom to do ritual with, to be rich. You sell the nearest thing next to you. That is why our girls are selling their daughter. Because in the brain of everybody is buying and selling. If you're not buying something, you're selling something. So if you look for something to sell, there is nothing to sell. If it's your baby, your mom, your sister, you sell everybody. Rehanina. Because you're looking for money. That is what Radio Biafra has come to correct. That useless mindset. That is why there is death in our village. Anya and Wugidego, our people have died so much that now people no longer die. They are called to glory. Dying means being called to glory. We are now celebrating death. We now worship death. And that is why death has come to us. Every major road here in this land, coffin upon coffin, casket upon casket everywhere on the road waiting for you to die in a motor accident. Between Owerri and Aba, there are eight mortuaries, no single hospital. If you have a motor accident, even if you're breathing a little bit, they will carry your body to a mortuary. So your owners will come there and pay for you and print t-shirt and print banner and say called to glory. That is why death has come. And that is why we prayed with Chukwu Abiyama. If not for anything, we know we are sinful. But because we call upon your name, you must forgive us. You must let us be, because we are your children. If you take away this place from us, Biafra, we are nothing. All that hard work you did, all your inheritance will be lost, because we are your children. That is why we pray to Chukwu Abiyama all the time. Because those that gave us the other one, quite frankly, they are evil men and women. they support Islam against Christian, yet they gave us Christianity. Please, my dear brother, you will remind us again as to your name. You tell us a bit as to what you have been doing. People want
my
to hear it.
My name is Ebonwachi Oluchukwu Jacobs, and I'm very, very happy to be here this evening. I thank you, Mr. Director, who has been piloting the affairs of the Radio Biafra. In fact, many of us were very happy and enthusiastic when we heard that you're already here and it is live. In fact, for me, the struggle started long ago, way back in the university, particularly the University of Benin. Very many of us were part of what has come to be known as the Niger Delta struggle in Nigeria. And starting from there, we know always that even from the scripture, the wise men came from the east. So I have to tell you, wherever you are today, as a son of Biafra, anywhere you are, you are living in the land of fools. It's only when you come back to the land of the rising sun, like the scripture states, that you come to live among the wise people, for the scripture stated it too. So for us here, it has been either Biafra or nothing, either you are an Igbo man or nothing, either freedom or nothing, because you cannot sacrifice anything for freedom. In fact, there is no substitute for it anywhere in the world. No substitute for it. People have given up their lives, people have given up kingdom, people have given up wives, people have given up children, people have given up everything just to have freedom. And for that, we say there is nothing greater than that. In fact, freedom is God. And so here we have been moving around, mobilizing our people to know that somehow something sparked off what people know as that Niger Delta struggle. And what sparked it off was the plight of our people who own virtually every resources. I can comfortably tell you that there is no state down the southeast or in south that does not have one mineral resources. Not just one, two, three, four, many. Even in my own town here in Enugu. And where are these going? Up north. And what are they using it for? To develop the north. In fact,
and to buy weapons for Boko Haram.
Yes, in fact, in the words of one of those who got what they referred to as amnesty, when he got to Abuja then, the boy actually cried.
We shall come to you in a short while. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Ndulu Smart calling from Greece. I'm from Osihitukwa in Imo State.
Which part of Greece are you calling us from? Are you in Thessaloniki?
I'm calling from Athens.
From Athens. You're not in Thessaloniki?
Yeah. No, I'm not in Thessaloniki. I'm in Athens.
Please go ahead.
Good evening, my director and your colleagues over there, and the general board of Radio Biafra. I greet you all.
Thank you.
I say, Meshuku Abiam, I'll continue to bless you all.
You say?
My regards to the German people for their well done job they did to Radio Biafra.
We salute them.
When I heard it yesterday, I was so happy and I was so excited. It's a good thing to imitate. And Biafra, director, I want to commend you for your good job and as you're keeping us updated and the movement you're putting us through and the enlightenment. It's really making me happy. I'm happy about it, and I want to contribute to what the things you said today about the news, about the fame of the Biafra they are trying to show, but Nigeria government is kind of like trying to block it. You know, Nigeria is a place they don't like good things. Any good thing that comes in it, they will try and block it. What the good language for Nigeria is malfunction robot. There is no one believing there. It's malfunction robot that the British brought in and programming in their way to work the way they want. Coming in the zoo, it has blood. It could have been called malfunction robot. Because everything in Nigeria is upside down. You just might imagine a country where there's no electricity. People in it, they live like what they are used to. Imagine when electricity comes up in a country for 1 or 2 weeks, people start wondering, hope everything's okay.
When the darkness comes, it's normal. But when electricity comes in it, people start wondering, is it normal? You see light for a whole 1 month, a whole 2 months. You start wondering, start asking questions. You hope we are safe when you have a complete electricity. Things are just upside down. They don't believe that good things can come to them. Yeah, are you talking about police? I was listening to your comment from yesterday when you talked about where they were bringing the bus from Lagos to our headquarters in Enugu. I was telling you that police were stopping you. I came down in Nigeria about 4 months ago. I stayed in Nigeria for complete, not Nigeria, the zoo, the malfunction robot. I stayed there for complete 4 months. Could you believe that? I was going from Olo to Onitsha for my business because I brought my business to the east. I didn't want to do it in the Lagos or in Abuja. I put it so that I can stay in my homeland and in my blessed country. I was going from Owerri to Onitsha every day. These people, they stopped me each blessed day I passed because I was driving on an SUV. A friend of mine. They stopped me every blessed day. They didn't know the worst part of it. They checked me the same people every day. They know me. Then I asked the police. Is it in you people are doing it? Are you seeing it as normal something? But to me, look at normal. You see me passing here every blessed day. You see, stop me every blessed day. Check my same paper. Does it mean if my paper, you sell it today, it's okay. Tomorrow it's expired. The next 3 days, it should be okay. The other one, it's expired. Are you normal?
Oh, God.
So they were expecting me to be giving the tips. I tell my friend, because I came with my friend, I told him, I cannot do it because you always say that we have half or woman. I can't do it. I can't give bribe. I don't.
You're very lucky because they will ask you to open the engine. They will go and dip the engine oil gauge. They will dip it in. They will bring out engine oil. They will ask you for the receipt you used to buy the engine oil. That's what they do.
Can I because I'm an automobile. No. Automobile engineer. Do you know the worst part of it? They don't even know, all this is the ask. Some of them don't know it. They ask you your number. They just ask you for paper for them to extract something from you. But I say, look at these fools. Look at these fools. Look at it. God help me. Since I was born, I believe that I'm not from that malfunction robot country called Nigeria. Since I was born, because I've not seen them doing the normal thing. I came out to Europe, then I've seen that we are living in an upward country, a country who would ought to have a name, who ought to be called an anonymous place, where things are being taught upside down. Since I've been listening to Radio Biafra, I've been excited. Can you believe that since the rest of my child, I don't listen to news. Whenever it's that Nigerian news, that their sound, tam, 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 I won't sleep.
Oh.
I've not listened to Nigerian news before. Do you want to talk about voting? I've not voted in my life. I'm 34 years old now. I've not voted once. Because everything they do in that country, I know it's abnormal. It's not my style. I complain. People say I complain too much. But I know they are not normal. They are not. You were talking about currency. I was telling about they are trying to produce about the 5,000 naira,
yes,
in a country.
Yes.
You call it a country. 5,000 naira.
This guy, you're very funny, my brother. 5,000 naira.
Director, it's appalling. Imagine in a country you don't have where coins don't exist. That nation is a nation.
I agree with you. Yes, that's how you know. That's how you know a civilized country. In Britain, everything is from something 99p. Or 95p,
yeah,
or 92p. They maintain 1p. That 1p must exist. 1 penny must exist. That's how you know civilized people, my dear brother. Thank you very much for your call. I am very grateful. I love it when such people call. Please, my dear brother, if you can still remember where you stopped, I please urge you to continue. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, the last caller. We are also thanking everyone and also reminding you wherever you are as an Igbo man. We were also saying that, of course,
it's for Biafra. This is not for Igbo people.
Yes.
I don't even like the word Igbo.
Where you are.
Go ahead.
As a Biafran. There is one thing that I would like you to know that is Igwe Bike. anywhere you are, that this is a struggle that calls for concerted effort as Nwafo Biafra. That to us here, we know that irrespective of whatever they say, these people have well laid out plans to wipe us out, and which they have always tried to do, but it never worked. For those who do not know, those making efforts now to say they're going to wipe out this Boko Haram or do this or do that, they're wasting their time. I did my research work at the University of Benin on conflict, and that research work was on external influences on religious fundamentalism in Nigeria. You can quote me and cite me anywhere, or go to the school, go to the University of Benin. The work is still there, and I can comfortably tell you there has not been any year in Nigeria without religious killing of Igbos since the history of that country called Nigeria.
Sorry, I didn't know this, please. Can you repeat what you
yes,
said?
Yes, I can repeat it.
Is it before independence, or are you saying before independence or since after independence?
From independence.
From 1960?
Yes, till date.
Okay. There has not we been have any our year. Hours goes back to 1945. Please
yeah,
go ahead.
There has not been any day. I'm just citing you from a research work that I did and was certified at the University of Benin. You can quote me elsewhere. That research work is called External Influences on Religious Fundamentalism in Nigeria. So there has not been any year without religious killing of an Igbo man in the north till this date. So it is not new. This is a grand plan and a design by some people. But we are just trying to let our people who don't know to know this now and begin to make up their mind to know that this is not a battle for a few people. This is not something that somebody can just give you. Nobody gives you freedom anywhere in the world. Freedom is taken, and you must have to stand up and take it. We are telling you that the federal government know. They know very well about the so-called Maitat signing. They know very, very, very well when all these people started coming in, when these cells were being built everywhere up in the north. The facts are there. Than papers, than books, than reports, than journals, than websites, online, everywhere. It's just that some people have voluntarily refused to read. So, to us here, it is nothing short of justice. There is no alternative to it.
No.
And if the only alternative is Biafra, I can tell you anywhere you are, there is no other way except that. And before you know it, you just have to go back. Of course, if you don't know where the rain started beating, you will never know where your body gets dried. For us here, we know Biafra is a thing of consciousness. It's not an object. It's not something that you can kill. You can kill so many people. You can kill 3 million people like they tried to do before. But ever since then, the consciousness has not died. And that is why we are telling you, anywhere you are today in the world, if you don't know where to start, get the book that one of my lecturers, Dr. J.C. Okaga, called the Igbo Bible, Things Fall Apart. Read it. Get started from there. And gradually, you will come up.
I have read
it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have read it. That's where it started from for me. I read Things Fall Apart, Class 3, Government College Umuahi. Things Fall Apart. Very, very heavy. Very, very heavy. And we have callers on the line. The person on Skype, please hold. We have one on the phone. Are you still there? If you are, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. And so is the whole world. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening. You're speaking to Isaac Kibera from South Africa, the PRO.
Yes.
I'm from Akani Dem in Ben, LG.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I'm very, very happy that you broadcasting from our own capital in Enugu. And I greet you all, our African rep, Rita Nibogo, a new director, Uchemefo, Ikechukwu Nyago, and other brothers that all over the world, and the people from German and all Malaysia, for the good work you are doing. We are right here solidly behind you. And also, I'm using this platform to just to chip in what is happening back to the heart of the devil. I don't need to call it the heart of the darkness. And also, even if they like, let them sit down there. Let them create more than 20 states. Let them create more than 1 million states. When we're going to start our own thing, we will crush all of them down. Because what we are fighting is not for the state. We are fighting for the Biafra. That Biafra that was there before that devil Lucas come and imagine us. We marry us with the wedding that we done. We don't even know when they marry us. What we know that is what you believe is Biafra. That Biafra that our forefathers fought for. That's the only thing that we believe in. That Chukwuebiama will make us to see that promised land. That promised land that Chukwuebiama already gives to us.
Yes, sir.
And also, for anything they like to do, even Wazirika and Co, we don't care about them. We don't care about the Roja Malamukrocha. We don't care about whatever, even Pitobi. We already our eyes on them. Anywhere they like to hide, we will visit them one by one. And Chukwuebiama will be our threat to bring all of them down. Even the people that they put in Ozu River, the blood of those people will visit them one by one. They will never sleep and close their eyes and see peace in their life. Only thing we know that Biafra, of our own Biafra, must surely come to pass. And everything that concerns Biafra is what we live. Because every day I close my eyes, I see myself in the land of Biafra. I don't see myself in the heart of darkness, which call whatever they call it. I don't even want to hear that name. Because that name has put us in shame. Even everywhere we go, even here in South Africa, whenever you mention that name, you are in crisis. Whenever you mention that name, you are a suspect. Whenever you mention that name, there is no good thing they will think about you. Only when you mention a name called Biafra, you will see yourself in light. Because Biafra is our light. Biafra is where we live. Biafra is our freedom. And it's a good thing that's coming to us. Anybody that's still thinking about is coming from heart of that devil, that believe in heart of devil, will never see peace in his life. Because that heart of devil is lying our children, even us, a good thing that belongs to us. There is no way we can be able to belong to that heart of devil. And I'm using this opportunity to announce our meeting for Biafras in Johannesburg, because we are holding our Biafra our meeting regarding about our 30th May, because that's only thing can save us free. That's only thing. We will honor the dead. We will honor all of them, because whenever we honor them, they will honor us. Whenever we honor them, they will give us a green light. Because only that green light they will release for us will make us to get this land of Biafra. That is this land of joy, this land of money, the land of peace that we put is on our hand. When we honor them, they will give us all the voting that we need. The director, I will leave it for now. And also, I'm announcing that this meeting on Sunday 27th, because we're holding our meeting in Johannesburg, 433 Commissioner Street. Anybody that is in South Africa, in area of Johannesburg, can listen to my voice. We are holding our meeting on Sunday, 5 o'clock, Biafran time. We don't have any, another time. We don't have African time. Our time is Biafra. Biafra is people that come things, do things in right time. We are hosting our meeting. Come on, come with one, so that we will discuss how we can be able to move forward for this 30th of March. Because it's something that we own the dead that fight for the Biafras in those genocide they committed against Biafras. May Chukwuebiama protect all of you guys. May Chukwuebiama guide you. We are praying for you guys. Every day of our life, Chukwuebiama will give you strength. The heart of darkness, because it's what they will hear from us very soon.
They will. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra, and we must proceed. We are here in our studios in Enugu, transmitting to the whole world. Our technology is second to none. What we are doing today did not happen in the past. This is the only time in the history of our people where they have a dedicated media outfit propagating or telling their own side of the story. All our history was written or whitewashed by Yoruba people, cleansed by Hausa people. Nigeria is the only place, this zoo, this hopeless creation by man, is the only place in the world where you deploy the military to go and guide somebody. In the army, you deploy army people to go and look after somebody's interest. I don't know how old some of you are here, but I remember there used to be a cement factory called BCC. It's called Benue Cement Company in Boko. They had a football club called BCC Lions of Boko. Do you know what became of that cement factory? Because Dangote could not take over Nkalago. Politically, it was a minefield. Do you know that Dangote took over Boko Cement Factory? Do you know that Dangote, the Nigerian army is at the gate of this very factory, guarding the place. Nigerian army guarding the factory of one person. I hope the British people are listening. Obama, you want us to be in one Nigeria. You say, oh, it's good to be as one. You have Ford Motors, you have General Motors, you have all those huge conglomerates, Microsoft, Google, Apple, name them. How many American troops are guarding Microsoft or Bill Gates? American soldiers. But here in this very backward society, you have men. The meaning of army, for those who don't know, you know we went to school, some of us, we didn't learn anything. All we can do is to learn how to read and write, or how to forge check if you are a Biola or a Yoruba person. You learn how to falsify a check to get more money than you actually do. This man called Dangote, this man that owns Calabar Seaport, he's the only person authorized to bring in anything from Calabar Seaport. You yourself as a Calabar, somebody as a Biafran in Calabar, if you want to bring in your car, you bring it from Lagos. But there is a seaport close to your house. You can see ships coming, doing work for Dangote. But you cannot import a car into Calabar Seaport. You are in one Nigeria, isn't it? Dangote took over Benue Cement Company or Corporation, whatever, BCC. They used to own business lands of Boko. And in that place, the army are guarding them. Do you know that this army shot dead some people from the place? And Benue leaders are complaining. Benue leaders are now accusing soldiers of extrajudicial killing. These are Hausa people guarding Hausa interest in Dangote Cement Factory. And they are there to shoot at people. Is it the job of the army to be guiding a cement factory? Britain, this is the nonsense you give to a BBC that love Hausa people so much. This is what you want us to live under. This is the type of hellhole you want us to live under, in a place where you have soldiers guarding a factory. And people are complaining. They are complaining very bitterly. Let's go and take this call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Raise your voice for us. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ozemba.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is listening. You're welcome to the. Where are you, which part of Germany are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ozemba. I'm calling from Germany. I'm from Anambra State, Biafra land.
Which part of where in Germany are you? Which town in Germany are you? Which city?
Complex. I live Complex. 1 hour to Frankfurt. 1.5 hours to Köln.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You're the one listening to your device. This is Radio Biafra. I can hear you very well. Please go ahead.
Okay. Today is my first time. Today is my first time to call Radio Biafra. I have tried to call. But it's not possible. It's not easy for me to get. But today, first time for me to call and get. I've started listening to Radio Biafra since then. It's like here, but I'm very happy for what's going on. And first of all, I'll start greeting you for good work you are doing for Biafra people.
Thank you.
I'm very happy. Chukwu Adam, I'll keep on blessing you, keep on guiding you until Biafra comes.
He said.
So, at the same time, I'm keep thanking the whole blessing all over the world. Both Kalamunda, Nahiman Mezu, I keep thanking all the wonderful people of Biafra for good work that they do. So to God, I'm going to keep on blessing us and guiding us until we must get what we are looking for. To God, I'm going to let us through and conquer our enemy.
He said, are you part of the family in Germany? Are you part of us?
I'm not, but I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. Yes, this evening, I'll speak with people from Cologne. I'm trying to, they have meeting tomorrow. So I wanted to tomorrow to go and register and join them.
Wonderful. You go to Cologne. Wonderful.
We had a meeting, Igbo meeting here, and I invited them to come and let them to know what is going on. Because I've tried my best. This day we are staying in the village. No, no, I don't want to hear what's going on. I'm trying my best. Nobody, everybody you are telling me is talking with different things. But I have not bought some people from Cologne, Bob and other people. Bought them to come and help me and tell them what is going on here. Let alone, they told me they will come, let alone they didn't come. But then, the one I was in the meeting, I spoke with some people. I called them. They speak with the chairman and other case. Maybe one other time, they have to come and let them tell them what's going on and about everything and what is going on.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Anyway, when you come to the meeting, is it tomorrow or next, whenever you're going to the meeting, then we decide. We need a coordinator where you are. Maybe you can begin to coordinate. Bring up. Coordinator means bringing people together. That's the meaning of it. Bringing our people together you are. That is why we need people to take up that very mantle. People should start. Where we don't have a presence yet, people must rise up to coordinate. Because the more we are, the better for us. If we get up and rise up as one in our millions on the 30th of May, the world will know that your country, Biafra, is imminent. And they will stand back. Thank you very much for calling. And God bless you. We have a caller on the line on Skype, to be precise. Can you hear me? This caller, you will give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Kelechi Nnode. I'm calling from London, and I'm from Oromona, Owerri.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes. Firstly, I just want to announce our evangelism, which comes up tomorrow outside Stratford Station by 10 o'clock in the morning. Stratford is the place that hosted the Winter Olympics 2012. The train that goes to Stratford are DLR, Central Line, Jubilee Line, and Overground Services. The number to call for information is 079-10829268. This is the North London coordinator, Udechukwu is his name. So please, we wish all Biafrans in London, not only in North London, who wants to identify with us, maybe for the first time, can come there, you will see all of us. And I'm told that Onyema, the coordinator of all coordinators, will be there. Secondly, I want to greet our people, Director Yu, Rita Nibo, Kechukwenya, Gungozi Madu, Osita, Ebonwachi, Kechukwu, Chukai, Eze, and so on. You are doing us proud, so we try our best here to support you. Then I want to equally say thank you to Biafrans in Germany for the good works they've been doing. I think that's a wake-up call for those of us in London and the U.S., because in London and U.S. we have a quite number of Biafrans. So I think we now need to, raise our game and follow suit. Then thirdly, I just want to say a little thing about Igbos mainly having properties outside the Biafran land, especially in Lagos and Abuja and other parts, part of the north. You see, the problem we both have is greed. Because there's a saying that goes this way, charity begins at home, but Igbos, their own charity begins from outside. Could you believe that most people, they have homes or houses in outside Biafran land, they have nothing in their fatherland? And the reason is because maybe in Lagos, the rent might be 10,000 naira. Maybe in Biafra land, they will have it about 7,000 or 6. So because of that difference, they will decide to build it outside Biafra land. Otherwise, Biafra land, we have so many good cities, Enugu, Omaha, Onitsha, and so many other places where one can, build a house, but our people refuse because of greed. So I think it's high time now we begin to change our behavior, because our brothers from AFK, Joe and Ibibio and the rest of them, they are looking upon us. If we behave well, and especially in this movement, they will follow us. But when they see us, behaving lackluster, they will think they're not serious. But unfortunately, the Igbos, which are the highest number of citizens in Biafra land, when you talk to them, They pretend as if you tell them shit. But thank God we are moving on. Whether we are two or three, we keep on marching on. It's no longer a matter of numbers. It's a matter of how willing you are. Then I still want to say something about what Rita Nubok said yesterday about Igbos copying others in their dresses. You can see even our politicians. Look at somebody like Ike Ekweremadu, who is the deputy senate president in the Nigerian Zoo government. You have seen him put on Igbo dress, always wearing outside dresses. Look at somebody like Ken Naman, the former, senior president, the same thing. So, we have a problem. It's our dressing. Is there anything wrong with that? But you can never see any Yoruba or Hausa put on Igbo dress. It's never done. So, the problem is we Igbos. We need to, think back and check what is wrong with us. So, when Rita was saying yesterday, I'm not surprised. Because we're just floating up and down. I don't know what's wrong with us. So we need to begin to ask ourselves questions. What are we trying to do, or what do we want to achieve? Do we continue to float around, or do we want to sit back and, organize ourselves back? Because I believe if we have Biafra, it's going to address all these problems. So, we need to sit back and think about what we want to do. Then secondly, somebody spoke, I was yesterday, the day before yesterday, talked about, people saying, oh, there's no food in Igbo land. That is not true. See the same problem. Igbos abandoned farming. I remember when I was, in primary school, we used to plant peanuts, which they call granules, and it will grow. Even tomato, they all grow in our land. What about the pumpkin, ogun? All these things grow in our place, but we abandoned them. Even not now that the gari, the cassava, they don't plant it anymore. Now it comes from the north. So all the problems we see in Igbo land now, we are creating it by ourselves. Because they're all after money.
No, we are not. My dear brother, there's an impression I want to correct. You're right, in essence. What you're saying is correct. But let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
The Hausa people selected all Igbo leaders. I repeat, every Igbo leader that serves at the national and local level, we are handpicked by Hausa people. They appoint their agent, and then their agent will appoint other people. Iwanyanwu is their agent. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ojo Zokalo is their agent. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okorocha is their agent. Is that correct?
Yes.
This is Enugu. The Nwodo family here. Is it Jim Nwobodo that went to Jos and spoke Hausa? Can you name them? Name them. Yes. Even Ikwere. Even Port Harcourt, Ikwere land. Even Amechi is a servant of Hausa people. And then they go on to create their own sub-servants of Hausa people. That was why, as I have said previously, Nkalagu cement factory is not working. It is not working because a Hausa person, a Hausa Fulani man, Dangote, said, do not open that factory. It will affect my own cement production elsewhere. Who implemented this directive from a Hausa Fulani man? It is the Enugu state governor. Enugu state governor, put in by Hausa Fulani people, cannot disobey them. That is why Nkelagu Cement Factory is closed. Look at Ojo Zokalo when he, in fact, Ojo Zokalo bombed Golden Guinea. From why? That is why Golden Guinea shut down. Ojo Zokalo came in when things were still okay. Now nothing is working. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. It's not our fault. We have been taught you can only say sorry when something is your fault. It's not our fault. We ran out of petrol. And that's what we are saying. That help is every time. We need help to be able to run this place. The petrol finished in one of... Which generator we use? Is the one from Germany? Yes. Still the one from Germany. The ones we had before brought by our dear sister had broken down. How many generators do we have here? We have three now. We are using the one from Germany. So it's a new one, so we are using it. And we ran out of petrol. That is why this place is very, very difficult. And we need help on a weekly basis. Every week. Not every month. Every blessed week, people must continue to do what they can to sustain us. I am being very honest with you. What we spend here on a daily basis is minimum 100,000 naira, the money of the zoo people. Every blessed day. Every blessed day. Nothing less than 100,000 every day. The bus you bought for us, we need to do some things to it to make it fit what we want to do, what we want it to do essentially. How much is it again? 70. To cost us 70,000 naira. One tire, to change one tire on the Jeep that we are using is how much? To change one tire? How much? 14,000. One tire is 14,000. One tire. People are in, that is from, in Senegal, is that correct? They are meeting in Senegal. Over 200 of them this very minute. I love Senegal. They have been registered as well. That is fantastic. In Senegal, they are very strong. We'll hand over the running of Africa to Senegal. They'll run it to allow our sister to concentrate on more strategic things. Still the Africa representative, of course, and also coordinating women in this part of the world. But to allow the day-to-day hustling, because what Senegal is doing, I am becoming more impressed by the day, what Senegal is doing. It reminds me of what Malaysia did, and they must continue. Nobody's taking away, of course, Ozemana is here, the way he's looking. I must mention Germany. Germany is very strong. It's only that Thailand, since OC left there. But I'm sure that our coordinator must continue to work very hard. I spoke to those of them in China as well. Tochukwu Onunkwo, our coordinator in China, always formidable. Formidable as ever. No shaking, as they say. We have a caller on the phone. He called us and we told him that we ran out of petrol. And he was laughing. I don't know if he's still there. Can you hear me? Please tell the listenership of Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Celestino KK. I'm calling from Japan.
Which part of Japan are you calling from?
From Nagoya, precisely.
Nagoya.
I happen to be the coordinator of Nagoya.
Wonderful. That is very good news.
Yes.
Are you people prepared for the 30th of May? Japan gives me worries. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, yes. I resumed office about 7 weeks ago. And I'm doing what I can to see that Japanese will do what is expected of them. We have gotten the permit for the demonstration, and our uniform is in process. At the same time, we have another branch, another zone, to say, in Kansai, that is Osaka. And yesterday, they went for their permission for the demonstration, and it was successful. I spoke to the coordinator there yesterday evening, and they were giving assurance that everything will be okay. By Monday, they will get this concluded.
That's wonderful.
But anything about the demonstration, I think Japan is the starting point. We are doing it impossible not to fail, and we must not fail.
Yes.
We will be meeting the local television authority here for them to even accompany us at the same place. By next week, Sunday, I will be traveling to Tokyo.
Yes.
To see what I can do there, if I can start up any zone there as well, because I'll be meeting with the Alaska Union in Tokyo.
So, what I want to know is that does it mean that we don't have a presence in Tokyo, in the whole of Japan?
No.
Does it mean we don't have a presence in Tokyo?
We got some of them before, but when we mentioned that the what we are talking about has to do with fighting, they ran away. They don't want to fight. But later on, about two of them came up again, and they said they would join us during our demonstration. They will come over here in Nagoya. They were trying to see if they can start up something, even about four or five of them there is enough for them to do whatever they can do. So with my group here, with my PRE, who has been so helpful to me, person of Dominic Energy, he is so wonderful. And we'll be moving with our national, Oneka, we'll be moving to Tokyo on 4th of May. To meet with the Anambra Union and see what we can do there.
Yes.
I have so many things to say, but right now I'm driving, as you see, and I can't put myself together because I've been trying to get online for so many times, but I couldn't.
You've done very well. You've done very, very well. We are very grateful for the update you've given to us. Extremely grateful for the update. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you for the good
work. Thank you so much.
Yes. Chukwu Abiyama will raise his children in Tokyo because Tokyo is the capital of Japan and we need a presence in Tokyo on the 30th of May. They don't have to come to fight. They can stay in Japan. We are here in our land, in our Biafra land, at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, answering to Biafrans wherever they are. You don't have to fight. We do the fighting. All we ask from you is your support. You finance us and we do the fighting. This is Radio Biafra and it is your radio station. Our duty is to take your call and it is also your responsibility to call us.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now loud and clear. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Yeah, Director, my name is Bruno Ikechukwu Ikenga.
A very powerful name.
And I'm calling Ikenga. From Norway.
From Norway, Ikenga. I like that name. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I'm calling from Norway, Oslo.
Oslo, Norway.
And I come from Amiibo in Biafra land.
You are from Dick Tiger's village, is that correct?
Correct. From Dick Tiger and Kinjaja Fopopo village.
My goodness. You must be a great man. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Director, I've been listening to you every blessed day. Radio Biafra is like my religion. I believe in Radio Biafra so much that I have never been happy in my life since the day I started listening to Radio Biafra. I thank you so much, and I thank Chukwu Abiyama so much for bringing you to us again.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy with what you're doing, and I'm very happy with all the Radio Biafra crew, all their job. They are doing very great. And we too, we are working hard here, like me in Oslo. Since I get to know everything about Radio Biafra, I've been trying to talk to my brothers and everybody that I meet on the street, even in my working place, everywhere I go. I'm just evangelizing Radio Biafra to everybody I meet, everywhere. And it's making me happy that some people are listening, but some people are not listening. And the only way I make them to listen is, I don't preach them, I just tell them, please, just listen to Radio Biafra, 8 o'clock every day in the evening. Try to listen, you will see what I'm saying. And some of them, when they listen, they are responding very, very well. So thank you for what you are doing, I'm very, very grateful, and we keep on supporting you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Our job is to preach this very beautiful gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven on this earth, and that place is here, where we are in today. It is called Biafra. Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, they have gone. That goes to show that they are new to this very proceeding. Very, very new. Let us see if who else the lines are going mental. Of course, it's Radio Biafra. If we leave our lines open, how many missed calls did I have today? 100 and what? 144 missed calls. Hey, I have to serve my country. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Uchenna, calling from Atlanta, Georgia, United States of America. I am the coordinator of Metro Atlanta and Southern States of United States. Director, my heart is off for all of you sitting there, and to all our Belfast brothers and sisters, and all of us lovers of freedom around the world. I am calling one to make an announcement for our upcoming meeting this Sunday. I've been trying to break through, but the line has been so, I know it's because of the zoo that you are in now. The line has been so erratic. So I'm calling to announce our upcoming meeting this Sunday at 4 o'clock. The venue or the area, the spot or the place to be held for this meeting to be held is 325 North Central, 325 North Central Avenue, which is Hubville. 325 North Central Hubville. My number is 678 area code 779-2701. 678-779-2701. I spread the flyer during the Easter Sunday Mass. I went to churches also, and also handed the flyers about our upcoming demonstration or rally that is going to be held on 30th of May. Our people assured me, even in their various meetings that I attended, that they are going to come, if not for any other thing, just to, remember our fallen heroes and our innocent victims. So, on that note, I also want to thank everybody that have contributed in no small measure to move this movement forward. Thank you all of you. Thank you all lovers of freedom. Director, I want to delve in into this issue of newly created state and that of Chimamanda. I have the book anyway. In fact, when I got the book, it was a co-worker who is a Oyibo, a white person that bought this and said, Uche, you need to read this.
Uche,
introduce me to this.
Uche, you are an avid reader. You read very, you collect books. You read very extensively, I know that. But I tell you what is going to happen. Has any Yoruba woman written a book as powerful as Chimamanda's book? The answer is no.
No way.
But I want you to what is going to happen. Before 4 years' time, you will hear them mention a Yoruba girl's name and give her an award for writing a poem. You watch and see. Just watch, mark what I'm telling you today. They will ignore Chimamanda's work and go and look for a Yoruba girl that wrote 4 lines of poem, probably plagiarized from somewhere, and they will say she is the literary giant of the zoo or of Africa, as the case may be.
Because our people refuse to rise. Our people are still in deep slumber. Especially those here in the United States. This is what I and Clifford Irania talk every day about, the disease on our people in Nigeria, in diaspora, mostly here in the United States. It gives me a nightmare every time I go to bed, even if just 3 hours of sleep. But anyway, this is the same way. There's no civilized nation in the world that doesn't talk about their past. Given all the atrocities that were committed on African Americans here about slavery, given the Jim Crow system that introduced segregation here, but America can never ever talk about their present without referring their past. Nigeria is a dungeon that doesn't want to expose the truth, and that's what they're doing. That is why after the Civil War, they just concealed everything, connived with everything, because the perpetrators, the Lucifers that killed innocent children, that I was by, you know, by I was one of the victims because I was born right at that war. I was in Gabon. I didn't know the war until I was a little child, barely 1 year before, you know, as the war was raging, and we were in Gabon. Until after the war, we were flown back to Biafra land. So you can understand that I have all the marks of Biafra in me. So how can I live to forgive and not to fight about this pogrom that were meted on my people? Also, so we have to fight. We have to do anything necessary, fight anything necessary. Stand up, wake up like a brave lion as we always been. Stop acting like a vulture. Rise like morning star and then fight for this. There's no way, no place where freedom, fighting for freedom is a crime. It's not a crime. And those who are holding people against their will are despots. They are, these people, anybody that is holding like somebody or a group of people against their will, these people are complete human haters. These are enemies of justice. These are enemies of humanity. On that note, I say good night to you all, and may God bless all of all dear friends and lovers of freedom all around the world.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, be well with all of us.
It will be. It will be. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are proceeding, and our march is relentless. I did report on this very news about the killing in Benue. We must go on to bring it to you in greater detail, but before we do so, let us go and take this call. Our lines won't stop ringing. I don't expect it to anyway. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. Calling from Qatar.
You're calling from Qatar. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, thank you very much for the video you are doing for people of Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you to the people of Biafra. Especially to my brother there who are there with you. Because I come from Ishagu Oro and Kabili, mainly the Biafra land.
That's
so good.
Thank
you to them also.
Okay, there's written in the book here. Can you hear me? No. I hate hearing my own voice or listening to it. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to bring this news to your hearing. Leaders of the thief community in Bokolo, this is where the cement factory was before before Dangote saw it and took it. If you doubt what we are telling you, go and start a cement factory. You will either be abducted, arrested, or shot dead. It is a monopoly. Dangote, Obasanjo, and all the criminal, the cabal of bloodsuckers in this very zoo won't allow you to sell cement. You cannot manufacture cement. You cannot. When you go out to evangelize to the world, please tell them that where you come from, Biafra land, you are not allowed to manufacture cement. You're not allowed to. How can you be in a country where you are not allowed to develop or to even build properties, because cement made by Dangote is out of reach of most people? The pauperization, that's what they call it, of an entire population, the infusion of poverty, the fact that some men can sit down and decide that only one person can import cement, rice, salt, and sugar is beyond me. But it's happening here. They say he's the largest employer in Africa. He should be cited to the U.S. government for antitrust laws. But of course, they won't jail him, because the USA as well, some of them, they want us to be Islamized. That is why I miss George Bush. I like George Bush Jr. That man that remembered that the world needs to be set free. Thereby, he assented to the ratification of the rights of the indigenous people of Biafra to self-determination. George Bush Jr., not Obama, George Bush Jr. Obama wants us to be Islamized because he is Muslim. Leaders of the Tiv community in Bokolo government area of Benue State on Wednesday appeared before the National Human Rights Commission to narrate how soldiers attached to a plant of the Dangote cement killed seven of their youths. You don't hear this news anywhere else apart from Radio Biafra. There is killing going on. Even as we speak, people are being killed. This is the country that Britain wants us to be a part of. No, I would say Christian Britain wants Christian, I don't know what they call us, monkeys in West Africa to join. Why then do you bother bringing us your Christianity? Why bother then? If it was your plan to make us Muslims, why did you bother? I cannot make cement in my own father's compound. I'm not allowed to. Why? A Hausa Fulani man said so. Dangote said so. You cannot manufacture cement. End of story. Go and ask Ibeto what happened to him. And he will tell you. According to the leaders that went to this place, the youths, including a lady, lost their lives when the soldiers shot indiscriminately. When the soldiers turned their guns on the people who are not armed, who are defenseless, and shot them. What are soldiers doing at the gate of a cement factory? Soldier. The meaning of soldier is that you defend your country against external aggression. Everything to do with law and order in the society is handled by the police. Anywhere in the world. I have asked British people, why did you bring guns to my country? Before you came, we were not a gun-owning society. But when you came, you gave guns to illiterates to start shooting people. You go and bring somebody from Niger who is uneducated. You give them AK-47. Shoot and they keep killing people. 8 people were cut down, including a woman, by Dangote's army. Dangote army. Army people guarding a cement factory to shoot and kill people. Not guarding the borders of the country. Nigeria had only one skirmish in their life. They did not fight we Biafrans. The whole world fought us. Biafra would not have lost the war had Britain, United States of America, almost, in fact, the Christian world, Christendom. Christians were against us. That's the meaning of it. Apart from the Christian fathers, the Caritas of Roman Catholicism. Christian countries were against Christians here. That's why we lost. We did not fight. Heaven knows, I've told the British now, if you want to know how powerful we are, do not support the Hausa people. Declare it a neutral. Say you're neutral. You see what will happen to them. In 6 weeks, you'll be in Sokoto. They kill, they shot and kill people. That is all they do. Kill, 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 kill in the zoo. 8 people dead, including a lady. The thief people are now going to Human Rights Commission. The same people that fought us. That's where Go One comes from. I wish they can kill all of them. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Osie Gumba. I'm calling from Wolverhampton, United Kingdom.
From Wolverhampton, is in the Midlands. Please go ahead.
Yes. I'm from Amocha in Njaba local government area of Imo State.
Njaba, what happened to the Isu Njaba? What happened to the Isu side of it?
The Isu. You know what they have been doing? Creating. So I don't know what they have been creating. You know, creating meaninglessly. I haven't seen anything useful. They want to create a new state. Possibly they want to create a new Njaba state.
Possible. Go ahead, so please. Go ahead.
Selfish reasons. Anyway, Director, I have nothing more to say. I just want to announce to the Biafrans living in Wolverhampton area and Birmingham area that we will be having a meeting on the 4th of May, Sunday, 4th of May, 2 weeks' time.
So I endeavor them to come out in mass so that we can, you know, put heads together and join this movement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't know what happened. I felt something. I think I've been bitten by a mosquito. I don't know how it managed to get in here. I have been bitten by a mosquito. A Nigerian mosquito, I must say, because no mosquito can be Biafran. When we get Biafra, there will be no mosquito here. None whatsoever. We'll eradicate it. Your name and where you are, the call, what is happening? I pick Ojukwu's call and it cut off. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what's going on. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We must go. Who wants to speak here, please? Does anybody else here want to speak? Do we have anybody here that wishes to speak? Yeah. Please go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I welcome you once again. My name is Ike Chukwuenyago. I just want to come in on the areas of the same thing that has been going on. I got an unconfirmed information today when I got to see one of my brothers who suffered everything and went into the army and was just simply obeying the orders of his superior, and he got disrobed immediately. I went to see him. There are a lot of Biafrans like that, and while I was there, an information came that two Biafran women who went to one of the states in the north were killed. They went there to buy rice and they were killed. The information came and people were crying, and I couldn't get the whole detail because we don't have network communications here. You have you recharge your phone and you can't use it. And at the end, they still take the money. And I began to wonder what happened to Ada Rice Production Limited, where I grew up. Ada Rice is in Adani. When I was small, I learned that Japan, it was being managed by Japanese, and it was a mechanized farming. There is one that I heard was there in Abakiliki. I wonder where all these things were. While I was still growing up, I remember they packed rice in trailers from Ada Rice out from this country. And today, our people, our women are struggling away from this place, even to Taraba. I wonder who tells them that their land is better than our land. But today, if confirmed, our women who have gone out of the way to survive and to ensure that their family eats are killed. And then I turn to the national conference and what they've come up with, another state, and I begin to wonder again what they are asking after. I remember that Enugu State was carved out from Anambra State in about 1991. That should be about 13 years now, or 23 years now. Zuckerberg of Facebook was 23 when he became a billionaire, and I was wondering what they are promising us in return. Because they've now come up to say that they found out that it's been an injustice against the Igbo, so to say, and they want to correct it. Well, what I have to tell them is that it's no longer an injustice. Nigeria altogether is an abomination. There are things I'm prepared to let go. But the things that have turned me away from my destiny, I will rather destroy everything, including myself, than let go. Like I said years back, the only way for us to remain in the zoo or even to accept the Aburi Accord is only when they find it possible to raise those they've killed, over 3.5 million. If they can do that, then we can sit down and negotiate. But if they can't do that, every step that any idiot Igbo man or woman takes towards restructuring Nigeria is a step to total self-destruction, and that includes his family, her family, and whatever that person holds there. for coming up with another state is adding fuel in the fire already blaring. It is not acceptable. If they like, they can do whatever. If they are possible to return back to 3 years and then begin to reconstruct us and fix us back to where we should have been before now, that is the only way we can sit down and begin to make further demands. But since they cannot turn back the hands of time, since they can't bring me back 23 years back and make me who I wanted to be, then they cannot change it. About 10-15 years ago, I went through the Nigerian Army. I passed through recruitment exercise, and they removed my name and other names, and they put their people. My cousin passed through everything and came out, and they removed him. They sent him on an errand and removed him again. There are 1,001 reasons why I would destroy, including my father, anybody that wants to stop me from getting my freedom. I don't care what anybody comes up to say at any given time. If it remains only me, I will make sure I destroy everybody. And if our people keep on keeping silent, I will start it from our people. Because freedom we must get. If you die trying to be free, you are free. But sitting down and hoping on nothing is no life. To those who are in the National Conference or what have you, you never spoke for us. You are not speaking for us. And you will never speak for us. Whatever decision you take there, remember that there is going to be a rebound. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We also have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please. We are in Enugu, our capital. And this is Radio Biafra.
Chukwu Gozie, Egbunwu Odumogu, from Olu local government.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to hear the Radio Biafra, and I have been following it for long. I'm very happy, Director, because I look back, as I'm talking to you, I'm very happy. Because it's what is happening and the way I'm listening to the Radio Biafra, that proves that, yes, we still have the Biafra. When I mean Biafra, but these people, they are not following what is happening in Nigeria. If Nigeria is as we claim that we are in one Nigeria, let me just start from what happened to the number that we are using. If I'm not mistaken, there was a time the plate number of Sokoto, they put their bond to rule. So what shows that others are slaves to them? And we are not slaves. Now, with what is happening, they said Boko Haram. If we are one nation, as they claim, look at the comments of Buhari during the election of the last election, which he said, if he did not win the election, he is going to make good luck suffer. If we are hundreds in Nigeria, will such man be moving around freely? Look at what happened about ago when Babangida being the ex-state. Who knows what is happening in Nigeria about the pensioners? Most of the time they say that they are doing some screening to pensioners, and most of them say social number collapse. Where an ex-head of state alter a statement saying, if the Federal Republic of Nigeria did not pay the pension of the retired generals, that what Boko Haram are doing to Nigerians is just little with what the retired generals are going to do to the federal government of Nigeria.
Did he say that? Did he say that?
Yes, he said that. He said that. He said that. Look at just what happened very soon. It's not up to 3 months. When Atiku, because sometimes they will say there's 419, blah, blah. Who in Nigeria did not know that if we are talking of armed robbers, if we are talking of the dupers, that Atiku is the number one retired customs officer? He knows what he did. Then he said that this election of 2014 to 2015, if power did not go back to the northerners, blood will flow. What did he do to him? Then they arrest him. The SSO officer, they detained the idiot for 2 weeks and they leave him. And the man is going freely all over. And we claim that we are in one Nigeria. Are we one?
No, of course not. Which one Nigeria?
Oh. After that, Fatima visited Goodluck, telling him that, look at what is happening in Sokoto and Maiduguri, that he pleaded to him that election should not take place. Then Goodluck asked him, what of Mali and other places? That there is scarcity there. And still they hold the election. Then, after that, the INEC, they now support Goodluck. It was after that, many things start happening in Maiduguri. After that, look at what happened to Abuja. After that, look at how they kidnapped the guests. And we claim that we are one Nigeria. All the people that they are killing, are they not their friends?
Of course.
So how a real Igbo man, their tribal man, will be telling me that Ojukwu did not prepare for his fight? For how long will we now prepared? Then by the every 100 years the main foundation. Then by the videos imagine NYZ donor. Which means because I just look at them most of the times. Some said it's not good to fight, it's not good. We are not fighting, but we are looking for, we are demanding for our rights. Because they lavish many things in Biafra land before. I'm happy as I'm talking to you now, because I look at back, I look at front, I know that yes, I'm still with my people. If Biafra is still alive, definitely we are alive.
You see?
Look at what just happened of recent. They're now using the, what are they calling them? All these Yawo Yawo people. From near Sokoto, they are the one that they are recruiting.
Niger Republic.
Niger Republic. And look at how much they are giving them to fight Nigerians, to fight Biafrans, sorry. And look at what is happening. Most of our people, if you are telling them, in Kwara State here, they will say Ananga, Ibidele. Look, you people will call me all sorts of names you like, but all I know is I'm original Igbo man. I was born to live, and I'm going to live. And here in Kwara State, I have been telling people, like yesterday, some people in Muritala Road was arguing with me, how will they do that? I said, look, you see, even one guy was telling me, how will he do his goose? if something like that happened, because I told them that on May 30th, that everybody, let's go down to Biafra land. And I said, Goose. I said, what do you mean by Goose? Goose and your life, which one do you like? If you know that what you need is goods, stay with your goods. But all I know is my father told me, I watch also, I go mine. And director, let me just give you this word. Because most of them say in all sorts of rubbish, on the upper arm will be okay, because I'm a head hammer. Every day, I'm a bushy one, no nanny, I am already a nanny. It's just like what I told most of them. I have lived, I have go around Nigeria. I have lived in on those states, Kavanchan, Nasarawa, and I'm a matriarch in Ndibu. I thank Chiku Abiam for giving us wisdom and knowledge. Because I know Nigeria today, I see a way to Ndibu. I have to. When you hear the Nigeria, look at Dido to be an Ekubu, or see that as we can swear, they can live. I'm talking of Sultan of Sokoto,
the ruler of the zoo. He owns Nigeria.
Look at their roads. Jane has some offices today. He got 100 banya. You get credentials. Nigerian graduates. He has no job. Go to some barracks today. You will see some majors just passing six. And we reason being can you change no kuruzi. But director, now what now? Tinya happened the time came in 1967 on 21st of July, Thursday. Go happy the can carry because Ofordin the bany in here is a German attack. Kaiju de gang. Everybody is official out on the bundi, no jaw. Mauro bany as an epopan and 1 year stage. Maneko peri bole 1 year. Ndije azu, nesa azu, brene mi no jaw. I think you go to Hama. I think you have, I am at a zentron. Because power of Aja and Wog.
That is true.
Oh, no, Bullak Parang, Tuahu, oh, yeah, see, or Coco Drayobia. This is La Parialani. Hapalankahu. It's a must. Or Coco Gadegini, or Gadrahobia.
You see?
Yes. Whether they like it or not.
They don't have a choice. Or they go on exile. Two things they can do. Exile, if they stay here, kill them.
So thank you, my brother. That is the truth. That is the fact.
It looks like it to me. Very terrible. So, very, very sad.
I say so, yeah. After all, if they are alive, I believe in one thing. And which is what? Destiny.
And that is, my dear brother, we know we have overrun. Normally, we bring our program to a close right now. Thank you very much. I welcome it. Where are you? You said you're calling from Kwara, is that correct?
Kwara State, yes.
Yes, you need to organize our people there as well. I don't know if we have a presence in Kwara.
Of course, I have been telling them and evangelizing something.
That's very good. We need evangelists all over the place. Thank you very much for that and keep doing so. This is Radio Biafra. This is our last caller for the day. The caller on Skype has been waiting very diligently. Your name, please, and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can hear them hacking away or typing away or doing something, but they're not saying anything. And we have come to the end of the program on this very day, the 25th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Once again, wherever you are, you may have listened to us from. We ask you to also rejoin us same time, 7 p.m. tomorrow from Biafra Land. Depending on where you are, it is top of the hour here. Once you go to www.radiobiafra.co, www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.biafratelevision.co via our app or on satellite if you're here, then you have no problem. To those of you that have contributed funds asking us to go and put satellite in your various homes, we are doing it. How many did we do today? One is that all today we did, is it? Yes, we'll be doing other ones. Ikechukwu Okoye, our brother in Frankfurt, I think his people are in Aba. We shall also go there to install one for them. Please don't be don't be a coward. I'll say don't be an idiot. Don't be a fool. Everybody is entitled to have this very satellite link to receive it. The reason why we are asking you to opt for satellite is very, very simple. Nigeria cannot jam our signal. We promise them that we'll come at them in such a way that they cannot do anything about it. Nigeria cannot jam our signal, and because of that, satellite is key. And our television is also coming on the same platform. All these things we've been telling you, we have been compiling video evidence to match. So we are going to show all of them. We are going to bring the zoo down. Our weapon remains the truth. That is why we say that on this very radio station, we must continue to speak it, the truth, without fear or favor. We must speak it even if it leads to our death. This is Radio Biafra, and this Biafra will preach our religion. And on this very radio station is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiam is our God. He will guide, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from Enugu.